What?
Hey, kids, what time is it? That's right, it's 9 p.m. Sunday night, and it's time for What the Hell? You can chat with us in the Dalmat servers in the Ranch Radio channel, or check out the webcam at www.ranchradio.com. And now it's time to check in with the gang on What the Hell?
Capitalize random words to make up for my lack of grammar. That's
Desmond.
An amazing plan.
Desmond.
Yes.
Okay, talk.
I will talk. What would I say? Who knows?
We never listen anyway. Okay.
Yeah, no, nobody.
Hey, we're live.
Wow, that
hello.
Was, that was rhyming.
Hey. You're listening to the What the Hell show.
What the Hell?
Live.
Oh, holy crap, that's loud. It's 9:16. Well, my computer says 9:08. And actually, that first song was part of the show.
Jazzbox, so. You're wrong.
Wrong by my standards.
Everyone say it with me on the MIRC.
Jazz.
Wrong.
Oh, that's awesome.
9:15. Oh, shut up.
Okay, well, you're wrong, too. You're wrong, too.
What did he say that was so wrong?
The time.
He said that we started late.
So show number 45, or week number 45. On, whoa, I can feel.
What did you just say?
It's show number 45.
Right.
Week number 45.
You'll learn eventually.
On
the countdown continues.
It's show number 45 because, remember, we're rewriting history here.
We're rewriting history. It's
right.
Not
you
very
can
often.
Just pretend the Japanese talking about World War II.
You can rewrite the books all you want, but it doesn't actually change the fact that it's not show number 45.
It worked for the Japanese.
But you got to ask yourself, if a tree fell in the forest and no one heard it, would I still kill Darcy?
Most likely.
You can try.
Oh.
You can try right now.
I can't stop because he's wearing a shirt that says Amy. His Amy shirt.
Take off the R.
I'm in protest, and I'm therefore not declaring anything that has the word R in it. Have you got something in your pocket for me? What is it? Oh, I've got something in my pocket for you. Hang on. I've got something in my pocket for you.
I think we
that
have
was
a
really
standing,
original.
I think we
at
have
least
a standing,
I was going to stab you.
I think we have a standing rule of no knife play around the dark one. Don't you remember making that rule?
I don't think that knife's made of silver. Therefore, Drexel's fucked, isn't he? Shank. Oh, I own your soul. Believe me, that's what this link means.
You know who that is?
To be really.
Oh, it's the room mic. Yeah. There, that's much better.
Well, okay, so now that we're all better.
Let's start the show. Now we're all calmed down and the knives are away.
Temporarily
away. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Wow, I've got way too much trouble.
You've got way too much trouble. Trouble in the head.
It's a girl on the left. It's a girl on the left. Oh, no. Lieutenant Major Zombie has made an amazing observance.
Don't do that. It's bad.
Very low turnout.
Wait. We have to, we have to make.
I'm talking to deep voice. We'll just turn them on.
We have to make a note.
Do the phone sex thing. I'll do the phone sex.
For Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Yeah.
If you annoy us, what, three times? That's you know, the baseball thing. We might as well go with that, right? Just
three strikes you're out.
If you annoy us three times tonight, we'll kick you off. And, well.
No, I won't ban him. Kick him off.
We'll step it up a level if you really annoy us.
We'll come to your house and fucking kill you.
And just so
like
you
that,
know,
though.
Just so you know, strike one.
Strike one. See that? No repeating. Not allowed. My computer is not sending ICQ messages. The big spam. I don't know what its problem is. it stops once
maybe
in a while.
Maybe your computer doesn't think you should be a spamming bitch.
I think so.
Did you get the new vision version of ICQ?
Oh, that's why. It's not working anymore because the new version's out.
That makes total sense. Wait.
Does that make any sense?
It doesn't.
That's my whole point.
Oh, I was
it's
joking.
Been working fine just the last 2 weeks. That's why we have such low turnout.
I was joking. So
notice,
I thought maybe I
notice dripping sarcasm.
Spam does work. See how many people are in the IRC? Hardly anybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my spamming's not working. That's what happened last week.
The
too.
Only people who actually read their spam are lonely people who have
spam.
No one else talking to
get
them.
Get back
spam.
In a minute.
Okay. Well, I have all my people. Just go retry.
Retry. Try again. Yep. Do or do not. There is no try. Do or do not.
Just
no
as you got up.
He wants to make sure that he can do it and not me. Okay.
Good question. I was going to talk about that, Shazboard. The Bloodstained Rabbit is posted. What you need to do is go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com. Imagine that.
Because, see, the reason it's so difficult is because rather than...
I know. I haven't done it.
Shut up.
He decided to hide it on the webpage.
It's not hidden.
It's hidden.
Okay, anyway.
It's like six layers
have
in.
Have you seen where it is?
Okay, it's you have to go to...
I'm going
to
give him the direct link.
Oh, are you?
Just to be nice.
Well, then do it.
I am doing it. Send through server? Did you do that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's not going to work. Next time, do send through server, because I've been pressing retry.
Where's the big sword? There it is.
Oh, did I miss it? I've actually got...
Oh, God.
In other news, I actually got a new sword, so I'm really quite happy about it. The sword in the photo
it's
on the
quite
weapon...
not as mighty as this sword.
No, actually, it's more mighty, because that one's just for show.
Is it?
And, yeah, that sword there is a...
What's the Bloodstained Rabbit DOC? DOD, or whatever that was.
Different versions of it. You can download it in text if you like text, and or you can download
or
it in
you don't have,
Microsoft Word format if you...
But you can easily get a ripped-off copy of Microsoft Word, so...
Yeah.
It actually looks better, because it's all fonted nicely. And I know there is heinous fucking amounts of spelling errors in there. Do not rub me back and go, oh, well, you put spelling errors in it. When was the last time you wrote a book, asshole? So just shut the fuck up, okay? It's every dickhead in the universe that tried to start to write a book, and you got 30 fucking 5 pages into it, and then you quit because you're a weak sack of shit. All right? So I wrote the goddamn
deal
thing,
with it, read
and
it.
And I'm writing the second one, and eventually I'll get that one done, and it'll only take me another 5 years.
Never
probably.
Wrote a book, only did poetry.
You and everybody else. But hey, Jewel made money and hers sucks. So
that's true.
What do you want? These foolish things like my words. Fuck off, bitch. Seriously, someone should light her on fire. Hey, you know what? Go Lions! What we need is a good legion of Romans to start these people out.
Speaking about like fucked up musical stars, Fiona Apple's new album.
Yeah.
But Fiona Apple?
Fiona Apple, yes. The drug using crack... Maniac
Fiona Apple. I don't
who
even
showed
know who
up at
is.
The Grammys and was like,
the title of what?
Her new album is 90 words long.
Wow!
Don't get ask me to try and repeat it. I couldn't.
It's 90 words long.
I would have
long.
To give a shit first, and I don't.
Wow, well, that's an original idea.
I was just
going
to say, who cares?
It's just a combination of all the lyrics.
No, it's actually. I think it's the combination of the titles of all of the songs.
Wait a minute!
Album,
wait a minute! Didn't you just
poetry.
Say you didn't care? All right.
He knows all about it.
You're a fan.
Done
an
in-depth
fan.
Study.
No,
Dak watches Fiona
no,
Apple.
No, I don't. I basically read Maxim magazine, and they had a little review on it.
Okay,
you just read it for the interviews, right?
Yeah.
Maxim magazine has no porn in it, which is like really depressing.
That all depends on how you magazine. What you consider porn. However, there is a magazine that James and I saw.
Which one's that? Oh.
Well, they did have that Jennifer Love Hewitt photo layout, you know. So.
I think the fucked up magazine award for this week is going to go to Bizarre Magazine.
Oh, for sure.
Anybody who's never seen a copy of Bizarre Magazine, myself and Samarian were down in this little shop, and he was getting a brand new stereo installed in his car. So if you want to rip that off, please do.
Yep.
But
you know the address.
And it's an awesome, awesome stereo. But as a footnote, we were down looking at this magazine, and it's called Bizarre. And they have, like, severe-ass body modification. Like, that's, you know, when tongue piercing is enough. They have people who are, like, forking their tongues and cutting a finger off on purpose and shit.
Putting their toes on their fingers.
Severing their fingers and putting toes on. And I'm like, wow, you've got some serious, like, issues happening here. Not only that, but these freaks of nature, they had, like, photos of, like, a woman eating a guy's leg. And I'm like, hey,
we're talking
can I, like,
real cannibal.
Oh yeah, oh hardcore. And like they got all the like the most fucked up freelance photography from all over the planet, and they put it in this magazine. And I'm like, wow. Now I own like a couple of forensic photographs. I've got some really sick shit at my apartment. Okay, but it's like you're looking at this kind of stuff, and you go, why on earth would anyone want a monthly, you know, sort of thing mailed to your house that has this kind of shit in it?
Oh, topic, we're going to visit a website today that has some pretty sick shit on it.
Oh, really? Is this like justmeat.com or what is it?
Most of us that have been on the internet a while would know of this site.
Is this Just Meat?
No, it's not the Just Meat one. What's the other one?
Gruesome?
No. Rotten.
Rotten.com?
Yep.
Oh, please don't. It's a really not for anybody who has a stomach. I've walked in and
okay.
seen things.
We'll have a disclaimer so that the dark one can leave, because okay. otherwise she may revert back to her natural form.
We'll do that a little bit later. We got to go around the room now, and we'll...
around
wants
the
to be
room.
On the camera.
Around
do you know
the
how to...
room.
Who wants to be on the camera?
Zoom. Black Wolf speeds
we have
off.
We should have an intro song for that, for the Around the Room.
Around the Room.
Who's here today?
No, we should have You Spin Me Right Round, Baby, Right Round. Record Baby, Right Round,
okay.
Round, Round.
There we go. So who's on the camera? Is it me?
If you push it further, it zooms quicker.
Nothing. Nothing.
It's nothing. Okay. Zooming on the nothing.
Like this much.
Sumerian is here, of course.
Really?
Imagine that. Imagine that.
And it's...
Amy!
Amy! Wait, there's an R. Army. It's Drex.
Actually, it's Raimi right now.
Raimi. And
wow, you're funny.
He's going to stab me in the eye before the end of the night.
A little bit
that's
more.
So funny.
A little more. There you go. No,
I only stab people that say really stupid things. Right? But that's funny.
There's the dark
so,
one.
I forgive you for being, because you're so funny.
And there's Sean K, who hides behind no moniker.
Woo! That'd be me. I'm a dumb fuck.
He hides behind no moniker?
Moniker. Moniker's a word. Moniker. It's a masculine form of manicure.
But it doesn't matter if that's a real word. That's not what he meant to say, and I want to know what he meant to say.
Moniker. Or am I misusing it? I probably am.
Let's put it to the polls.
I just don't understand what he's talking about.
Too.
How about that?
Isn't it just a name for something? It's your moniker.
It's Dak.
Once in a while, I get an inspiration for words.
Can you see the little wave? Not if you can see the little
that's
wave.
That's the wrong wave. That's the wrong wave.
Yeah, his wave is like this.
How's that wave?
That's the right wave. There
that's
we
the
go.
Right wave? Okay, there we go.
You're too far out. Ah!
Zoom in, you freak.
Don't zoom in. Way there. Zoom in. Way.
Zoom in. Look at her teeth.
Go in. Go in. Go in. Up.
There you go.
The girl on the
there.
Left.
There. Perfect. There. That's what we want. Girl on the left. And up to the man with... A very short name, GG. The man with that. And he's silent.
And he's looking like a Remy.
No witty wry comment from GG at this moment.
Looking like a bare naked lady.
The hat has disappeared.
The bare naked ladies wear better hats than that.
So. Yes, the bare naked ladies wear nothing.
That hat officially?
Zoom in.
$95 plus tax.
Wow. For going out of and
there's
we've
a microphone in the way.
Red 5. Did you get a good shot of that? Or have you forgotten?
This man is responsible for most of our bandwidth.
Zoom in. This man is responsible
close,
for most
close.
Of our bandwidth.
That's
please
Black
send.
Wolf. You're not on the camera anymore. You're
send
weak.
All your money to this man.
Send him money.
And we've got 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
Pain in headphones.
Oh, critical S, the thin crowd is because my ICQ is messing up, and obviously people need to be reminded
so,
that this show is on every Sunday at 9.
So everyone who's got ICQ, please spam everyone you know.
There you go. See,
just
fill
spam
up
everyone
the crowd.
On the planet.
Spam everyone, start at ICQ 1, and go to 40,000. So,
see critical
oh, there we go.
Home,
one more person. Okay. Yep, that's good. One more person. We've got to get Anki.
Get back on the camera, yo.
One more person.
You're not finished your job.
Dun 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 dun. Anki's in the house. Dun dun. What do you? I saw that.
Yeah, I couldn't hear myself.
There's Mr. Anki. His official title at Rant Radio is Bike Rider.
Bike Rider?
Yes. If you look on the staff, it's Bike Rider. Not DJ. Not moral support.
We had a position. Someone had to fill it.
Yes. We need a bike rider.
I was just looking at Critical S's page, and I noticed that apparently his home was attacked by raccoons.
Was it?
Yes.
You've got to watch that. Those raccoons
some
are
fucking
nasty little motherfuckers.
They took out apparently his trash cans, and I have to agree with him. Raccoons are the spawn of Satan. If they had evolved fully opposable thumbs, we would all be replaced.
They're very smart.
Yeah, that's why they went through your trash. They're actually trying to hack your IP address, buddy, and they're just doing dumpster diving.
Doing dumpster diving.
They're doing the same
just
thing
research.
They did in sneakers, so just, you know,
be
aware.
Careful, yeah.
Look at my computer. and
so you like shred
send through server.
Before
yeah.
you throw it out.
That's right.
So in the IRC, we have Critical S,
use
DJ.
Use water soluble ink because they wash everything. Too.
Yeah, they do.
You didn't know that.
Moniker, slang, name, nickname. I win.
Woohoo.
Mr. Webster, www.m-w.com, Merriam-Webster online, thesaurus and dictionary. Very handy. We've got Critical S, DJ Intensity, Dreamstalker, Hambone, Infaloop, Lieutenant Major Zombie, and Chazbort. Thanks for joining
people.
Us.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, we do need more people.
I think it should be a general rule that
forward this. I got to add that now to the ICQ spam. Forward this to everyone who you think would be interested. Not everyone you know, because that's bad.
Yes.
And they'll get mad at
there's
us.
There's a chance of everyone you know, the authorities might hear about it.
A chain letter. If you break this chain letter of ICQ spam, we
your
will.
Your world will explode, and Satan will come and kill everyone you know.
I think that's a big enough threat.
We don't know you.
If that happens,
we don't know you.
Your name will not appear in the book of life. Your salvation will be lost. Jesus will come down and bash you on the knuckles with a big, sharp fucking ruler.
It's true.
I see you went to the same parochial school I did.
Yes, I did. And there was this big penguin nun who looked like a Linux extra who came and kicked my ass all the time.
Is it okay? What? Did you hit?
That's an awesome nickname. If anyone is out there female listening, you should refer to yourself as Sister Linux.
Okay.
What an awesome nick. Sister Linux.
I have a photo of me and the Jew. I think I should let Sim put that up on the web.
Is it a good one? What is it?
It's basically me and him in nun's habits.
I think you should put the one on the Soldier of Fortune.
Yeah, the Soldier of Fortune. The Soldier
Send
of Fortune
any.
Is funny. But
yeah.
the nun one is...
Any cool pictures.
The
I'll
nun
put them
one
up.
Is actually hysterical. It's Sister Mary
Eventually.
Numbnuts and Sister Spike.
Sister Mary Numbnuts?
So, as we announced last...
The Order of Numbnuts?
The Order of Numbnuts, yes.
As we announced last week, we are getting a 1-800 number. And we've narrowed it down. It's I've pretty much got which 1-800 number is. The one I submitted 45 numbers to the AT&T guy, because we're getting it through AT&T, because they're really cheap.
Fuck Sprint.
Yeah, fuck Telus, too.
Telus was the expensive one.
Yeah. All these third-party ones are the cheap ones. I don't know how they can beat the local people, but they can.
The local people don't make their money on that. They make it on other things, I guess.
Business lines.
Yes.
So I submitted 45 numbers. There were none of them available.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I went to the 1-877s as well. 1-800s, 1-888, and 1-877s for... That
so,
was the combination.
So what will... It's not hooked up yet, but what
okay.
will...
What will it be?
What will the rant were, radio number be?
There were two that were on hold, and they're coming off hold on the 10th. I don't know what day is it today.
Today is the 7th.
7th. So in three more days, he'll check... I'll phone him, and he'll check again to make sure... That's probably the chicken. So the one of them, the other one's really poor, and I hate it.
The people's chicken has arrived.
The people's chicken?
The people's chicken.
One of them was Rant 1-877 Rant Fun, which is...
Rant Fun? That's really bad, because people would think that this was a radio station in Japan.
Happy Rant Fun!
It's Happy Rant Fun! Oh, Happy Rant Fun! Rant Fun, yay! And have the camera fucking zoom in and out.
Flash.
See,
yeah. Flash really cheap ass radio.
So I went, no, I don't really want that one. I think I'll make a new list rather than get that one. But the other one, which is actually pretty cool, and it was like third up from the bottom, it's 1-888-RANT-888.
I like
that's
one
simplicity.
Infinity rant infinity.
Well, people won't
Too
get
bad.
That. How many infinities is that?
1-888-RANT-888?
Yes.
That kicks ass.
Yes, it does. Very easy to remember because this is the audience we're dealing
somebody
with. We have to give. We have to.
I have a suggestion in case those all fall down.
Yes.
1-800-RANT.
That's already been
and
all
it's a
three of them.
One too, so screw you.
All three of them. If some people out there on the IRC can think of any real whoa. County Jail. That's excellent.
That was he was wearing that last week when underneath the jacket for the Halloween.
All right.
He was?
Yeah but right. he wasn't here.
He wasn't here.
That's right. Sorry.
I
forgot about
he
that.
Was?
No, he wore it as his costume last week.
Sumerian, ever so perceptive. And
yeah. I'm
wow, you
to.
Are so off my commando team. Holy fuck.
I never saw him. He didn't
he wasn't
come
here.
Here. He wasn't here.
Hey.
Hey!
Finally, the chicken has returned to the millions upon the millions of the chicken screaming fans.
Can you smell what the chicken is cooking?
No, like chicken.
So we got to get you on camera. So
yeah, we got
Mr. Cameraman for the week, Black Wolf. What?
The blue hair.
I know, I had to turn it up.
Well, then this lighting is the blue hair going to show up?
Six?
Oh, yeah. Right in.
Right in. Okay, turn around first. Turn around first so we get the jacket. It says County Jail.
County Jail.
That's a little dark.
And make sure you get the blue hair.
Blue hair. Go right in.
Holy Christ on a bike. Look at that hair.
Go right in on the hair. Up. There we go. Good. Now zoom in on the face. Out in the face.
Nope.
Out. There we go. Excellent.
Why did we let him back on the camera again?
I don't know.
No, we're talking about the person that's running the camera. Who is?
Oh, that's great. Good shot. Dr. Pepper. Okay.
Let's hit the
list.
There
we go. Of course, we're sponsored.
Check the list.
Jason, don't take this personally, but are you familiar with the term dirt dumb?
No, the list.
What list?
The list.
Dirt dumb.
Oh, okay. We're again sponsored by Dr. Pepper, of course, because we're always sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
All right.
No, they can't hear them. You can hear what's in here. Yes. We'll ignore them if they're blabbing on about...
I'll kill you.
Let's go to commercial.
Tell me what's going on. We'll do it on air. Can our listeners not hear?
It's
Drex has got a complaint.
No,
it's not a complaint. Okay.
You don't understand.
When we go to commercial,
I will explain it to you.
Okay, we're going to play one of Sean Kay's rants. He did 10. Count them, 10 this week.
New ones.
So we're going to put them in rotation after I put some music in behind them and produce them. What are you doing? Because
I'm too stupid to produce my own rants.
It's not too stupid. He does the rants, I produce them. It's a fair agreement.
He gets to say he helped me.
Yeah.
Editorial control.
No, I don't edit them.
Sound good rather than like shitty.
Yeah, and rather than
that helps.
You get to share the liability when somebody sues you.
Yeah, I can say that I recorded words separately and he put them together in that order.
I'm splicing them all together.
He spliced everything. It's like I clearly did not go down on my private.
So we've got two for you to hear this week. The first one's called I've Been Doing This Longer, and the second one is Blair Witch. We're going to be playing both of them, but which one do we want to hear first?
Blair Witch is awesome.
Blair Witch first.
Everyone wants to hear Blair Witch.
Okay. Do they? Okay, this is Blair Witch, Sean Kay on Rant Radio.
What the fuck? Those you asked for it is your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio. That's just how it works.
So I go to my video store the other day and I happen to pick up a copy of The Blair Witch Project. And I gotta say that after all the footage is said and done, I'm glad those guys are dead. I mean, really, how fucking dumb can you possibly be? Wait, I'm going to go into the middle of the woods, search for some supernatural shit, and nobody brought guns, okay? Holy fuck, here's how The Blair Witch Project would want if Sean was one of the crowd. Wait a minute, we have a whole bunch of shit that's happening. Somebody's outside my tent. I hear kids laughing in the distance. How about, say, we take all our battery packs, channel them to our filming lights, walk back to back, break sticks, sharpen them until we finally hit that stream, go downstream, keep following the stream until we hit civilization, nobody sleeps, nobody camps, nobody does fuck all, or worst comes to worst, we wind up going in circles, no problem, light the forest on fire, burn it all, that's what I say, I guarantee that Blair Witch motherfucker would not have a goddamn thing on me, and fuck you if you take one of my crowd, I'll come back and we'll strip mine for dirt, motherfucker, we'll pave this whole place right into nuke testing, there will not be one single shred of shit left, and then they find out The house. Oh, look, there's people running in the bushes. Let's go into the haunted house. No, burn the haunted house. Light the house on fire. Blair Witch is inside, and they will come out. Ubi, wait, they had one of our people. I have an Israeli sort of attitude on hostages. I assume them to be dead already. So if we happen to get any back, hey, that's great. But you had the guy's tongue and part of his jaw and teeth and shit sent to you, and yet you still hear him talking. Is that perhaps just a dupe? I think so. So fuck that. The Blair Witch, good enough, man. Some film students go and die. Natural selection in action. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Okay, height of stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire, it's kind of like, well, it's a lot of motor parts and household stuff. It's kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store, okay?
Like your American Target store.
Yeah, perfect example. Except we don't sell guns. She comes up to the parts counter where I work. like automotive parts.
Okay.
She comes up to me and she looks at me in the face. She goes, "Where do you keep your luncheon meats?" And I kind of smile at this point. I'm blinking at her, right? And I go, "What?" And she says, "Your luncheon meats. Where do you carry your luncheon meats?" I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't sell luncheon meats. I can sell you the cooler if you want to go on a picnic. We got that down in the camping section, but we don't sell luncheon meats here." She's like, "No, I saw them in the flyer. You sell luncheon meats." I'm like, "In the flyer, okay?" So I'm like, "Okay. Maybe it was, you know, there's a big distribution. Maybe it was for, like, the Real Canadian Superstore. I mean, they stock luncheon meats, right?" She's like, "No, it was here." I'm like, "At Canadian Tire?" Tire.
What the hell? Sunday nights at 9. You want more?
The What the Hell show is not supported by money-back guarantees since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd contact is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
Now back to the What the Hell show with M&M's and Dr. Pepper 2. M&M's are good.
That wasn't a plug. That's just, you know, somebody being, well, just grooving on the M&M's.
Well,
because when you get into the depths of a good M&M binge, the tendency is to take it as far as it'll go. We had 25 pounds of M&M's, 15 cases of Smarties, 5 liters of solid Slurpee mixture, a salt shaker full of Pez, and those little straws that are sugary that you used to dip on your tongue. Not that we needed all that, mind you, but when you get into a good sugar binge, the tendency is to take it as far as it'll go.
I think I've told this before. Have I mentioned what I did with a rocket?
I'll have a Dr. Pepper as well.
Is this involving the same thing you did with the hamster? Because if it is, wow. I knew you had a big ass, but I didn't think the thing needed a rocket, man.
Okay, you know those little rolled candies? They're sour tasting. They're called rockets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About, it's, yeah, it is, that's all it is. It's compressed powder sugar. About 4 years ago, for Halloween, we picked up a 4-pound bag of these things, and I'm living in an apartment building, so nobody shows up. So we're like, every time he comes over, he goes into the cupboard, grabs 2 large handfuls, and starts throwing them around the room to the various assholes that are sitting there at my place, and we just basically end up doing them. So we're all sitting there going on a sugar rush, and somebody says, "You know, if this keeps up, we're just going to start doing this stuff IV." At which point, I basically figured I'd be a smartass. I go into the drawer, pull out a mirror, take one of the rockets, crush it, take out my wallet, pull out my credit card, cut 4 lines, take a $5 bill, roll it up, and snort it. Oh, that was a mistake.
Oh, no.
That was always a fun time.
I fell off the couch backwards when I was eating one of those little, you know, those little rolls?
Yep.
Of Halloween candies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're called rockets.
Back up my throat and in my nose, and I died.
Feel for you. What were you thinking?
I was, the laughs I got almost made it worthwhile. The pain I had did not.
Malic acid, always a fun.
Well, it's,
no, I didn't believe, but I had the wickedest sugar rush I have ever had.
Oh.
Seriously, the best.
Really? Wow.
Where was all malic acid? Is,
I believe that's the stuff they use in those little, in the little sort of sour candies.
Yeah.
That's the sort of, that's the thing that gives it its tang. It's basically
not only that, but they send a Grim Reaper to get you if you OD on that shit. And the Grim Reaper is a special one that looks like Wild Bobcat Goldblum. Ah, that's in the Spanish nursing. More sugar, and I guess you're going to have done. They give a couple of tablespoons of that shit, and then I walk away. Everyone, go on the other side. And more shots, please.
That's just a thought, you know what I mean? You know?
Whatever happens to all these fucking major celebrities? I think they do actually become angels, you know? Because really, I mean, after Peter Cushing died, you know, if he showed up at my house to kill me, I'd be like, quickly, break apart your furniture. The posters of darkness are at the door, I'd be like, fucking A. Dark one would be all, honey, what are you doing? Wow, Peter Cushing's here, we gotta break up all the furniture, there's vampires coming. Do you want a Dr. Pepper, or maybe do a couple lines of sugar or something? Bob will be here soon. How's it going? We're just going to throw Bob to him. They'll drink some of his blood. Their heads will explode over again.
If Bob can't go through it once, then...
Libby's fun and meat.
Yeah, get him.
I'd rather eat jizz.
Sorry, he scared me with a can of Libby's potted meat product.
Yes, by the way, like a girl. We think that should be a promo. What he just said?
Oh, yeah? I'd rather eat jizz.
You know, in about 48 hours, they're going to have right next to the pot of meat just a little teeny tiny white ball that says jizz. The pot of meat is just going to say, you'd rather eat this than just pointing to the left.
Libby's jizz.
Libby's jizz. Not food product.
Not food product.
Not food they do. Product. They only sell that.
Don't give me ideas, Derek.
Well, it's time for the news.
Time for news.
Time for the news.
You will be quiet now.
It's now time for the news.
And now it's time for Devin to dance.
If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Severian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Okay, I've got like enormous amounts of news items that we can pick from, so I'm going to let the people in the room pick them.
Don't make me kill you.
We've got bank tellers warning people.
I can make you really, really hurt throughout the rest of your life.
Will you boys calm down?
Is this pertinent to the show?
News.
It's all pertinent to the show.
Hey, one show. One show here.
Okay, which one, Dak?
10 biggest real-life bugs.
Okay, we'll go to that one. 10 biggest real-life bugs submitted by...
I don't think I like this.
Drex.
I'm not one of the biggest 10 bugs.
My Dr. Pepper was here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Are you,
drinking
it?
I reached over here and took your Dr. Pepper, because I want your slimy... You don't even slurp off the saliva on the top of the can.
I'd rather eat jizz.
I'd rather drink jizz than your Dr. Pepper.
I'll hold you that.
I can arrange that.
Touch it.
Drexel, you've had enough Dr. Pepper, you're cut off.
However,
there's no such thing.
That's too much Dr. Pepper.
That's too much Dr. Pepper.
Noisy and hot.
Okay, are you going to give this to the people in IRC?
Yes. Very, very good observation that I usually do that.
But everyone's being loud and obnoxious, so
that's right. And
Dark one's going for the M&Ms.
There we go. 10 biggest, what did that say?
Bugs.
My ICQ crash. Mariner 1 Venus probe loses its way.
That's awesome.
In 1962, a probe launched from Cape Canaveral was set to go to Venus. After takeoff, the unmanned rocket carrying the probe went off course, and NASA had to blow up the rocket to avoid endangering lives on Earth. NASA later attributed the error to a faulty line of Fortran code. The report stated somehow a hyphen had been dropped from the guidance program loaded aboard the computer, allowing the flawed signal to command the rocket to veer left and nose down.
And land on some guy's ex-girlfriend's house. Sure, that was all a mistake.
Yeah, all a mistake. Suffice it to say, the first U.S. attempt at interplanetary flight failed for want of a hyphen. The vehicle cost more than $80 million back in 1962. Prompting Arthur C. Clarke to refer to the mission as the most expensive hyphen in history.
I think what it was somebody's ex-girlfriend, so it was the most expensive hymen in history. Sorry. Bad joke. Okay. Oh, don't kill me, Dark One. Sorry, I will repent later.
Radiation Machine Kills 4, 1985 to 1987.
Sweet.
Faulty software in Therac 25 radiation treatment machine made by Atomic Energy of Canada Limited resulted in several cancer patients receiving lethal overdoses of radiation.
Well, they had cancer anyway. I mean, inevitable mean and all that.
Four patients died. When their family sued, all the cases were settled out of court. Free radiation treatment for everyone.
What happened? Was it like a...
Ding!
You know?
Later investigation by independent scientists Nancy and Leveson Clark Turner found the accidents occurred even after AECL thought it had been fixed the particular bugs. A lesson to be learned from the Therac 25 story is that focusing on a particular software bug is not to make the way, not the way to make a system safe, they wrote in their report. The basic mistakes were here involve poor software engineering practice and building a machine that relies on software for safe operation.
Fuck that. Therac 25 is awesome, man. I'm going to get like a couple of those for when I babysit kids.
Protect the house with them.
Ding!
AT&T long distance service fails, 1990.
Switching
I
air.
I must say, when you said the world's greatest bugs or biggest bugs or something like that, I was expecting large bugs.
I was expecting insects as
didn't
well.
Didn't you? Yeah.
Expecting
didn't
large
you
pirates?
Send this to me?
No, this one wasn't
oh,
me.
Oh, it was Black Wolf. Okay, blame him.
Black I wouldn't
Wolf,
have sent you this.
Drexel. A lot of the same vowels.
Most of
the same vowels.
Hey.
Switching errors and
AT&T. There's a big bowl of M&M's over there.
Here's one.
Patriot missile misses, 1991. U.S. Patriot missile battery was designed to head off Iraqi Scuds during the Gulf War, but the system also failed to track several incoming Scud missiles, including one that killed 28 U.S. soldiers in the barracks in Dhahran, Saudi Arabia. The problem stemmed from software that put the tracking system off by 0.34 of a second. Well, fuck that. I mean, come on, people.
Some people are just too goddamn picky.
As Ivar Peterson states in Fatal Defect, the system was originally supposed to operate at only 14 hours at a time. In the Durant attack, the missile battery had been on for 100 hours.
Oops.
This means that the errors in the system's clock accumulated to the point that the tracking system no longer functioned. The military had, in fact, already found the problem, but hadn't set the fix in time to prevent the barracks explosion.
Okay, so we're talking about a compound chronograph error? Like, what are you thinking?
They didn't think to like shut the thing off for like 10 seconds and like reboot it.
It's yeah. Like, oh, well, the next war will be over probably about 8 hours, so what the fuck? We'll go 14, just be on the safe side. What do you think?
14 hours. Yeah, let's only set it for 14 hours. Yeah.
Here's a good quick one. Office 2000 annoyances.
Like that. Those army ads. We do more ads. We do more by 7 o'clock than most people do all day. And then at 4 o'clock, we all got to shut down for about 10 seconds. And well, then we start all over again. Then we do more than you did the whole day the first time.
Just as an ad, you know those army ads that say, we do more before 8 a.m. than most people do all day? What is that, a recruitment thing? You think I want to do more before 8 a.m. than most people do all fucking day? I do more before 8 a.m. than most people do all day. Well, bully for you. I'll be lying in bed. Thank your ass very much. Like, what are you thinking?
I used to say to people that...
You know, that just shows a lack of pride. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no pride. Where's your pride? No, wouldn't you? Don't you want to have accomplishments during the day? Don't you want to say,
baby.
Yeah, I made a difference today, you know?
In the Army.
Yeah.
I made a difference today in the Army.
I made a difference.
They still have handlebar mustaches in the Army,
and
dress that are around since the time of the Ringling Brothers. They look like I'm talking to Sergeant Rat.
And if anything interesting or worthwhile
closer to the mic.
Before noon, it'll be on the 6 o'clock news anyway.
Be all you can be, or we'll throw you in jail.
Here's some hidden settings that probably nobody has found in Office 2000.
What's up? Crash every 2 hours, guys.
Manufacturer's default settings, not to be edited. Endurance options, crash every 2 hours. And crash after 5,000 bytes of unsaved changes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Save options, create incredibly large files. Allow me to carry on typing during auto recovery saves. Auto recovery saves takes bloody ages.
Is any of that clickable?
It says not to change them, so not to be edited, but it looks like you can change them. Piss me off by applying the same stupid default attributes to every table, picture, and object I insert. Annoy me with that sodding paper clip constantly or when I least expect it. Here's a funny one. Doom on Wheels stocks slugs.
This is awesome.
This is so good.
This is almost as good as the flies.
Yep.
This is actually really quite frightening. Because this, we just need to build a bigger version.
Yep, that's right. That's what's scary about it. SciTech Doom on Wheels stocks slugs. Scientists in the United Kingdom are developing a prototype robot slug destroyer, which draws its power from the decomposing bodies of its victims.
Oh, my God.
This is brutal.
Wow.
That's
Geez, Enki, if Mom and Dad knew you were capable of doing this, they would have never let you move out.
The scientists
parents
are...
for everybody!
Earlier in the week, me and Desmond were watching.
Closer to the mic.
Jack, we're watching like the Discovery Channel or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Freak building robot fish.
That's not freakish. That was awesome. That was so cool.
It's like a fucking tuna.
A robot tuna. Tuna, robot tuna. Yes, robot tuna.
Yep.
Because we don't know anything about the tuna. We have no idea what they do except for swim.
Think of what it could mean to tuna everywhere.
You guys, what the hell are you talking about? It's just an exercise, okay? It's not a practical design made to save the world or cure cancer.
It was actually to save the world.
No, you're wrong. It's just an exercise to make a robot that acts just like the real thing, which is very difficult.
Then why don't they just make a robot that acts just like, say, a VF-1J? Veritech fighter.
Ask them that. Ask them that.
That's your mission.
Everyone who wants a VF-1J, please send your name and number to www.ramradio.com.
I'm taking advance orders. A deposit of $300 million per unit is necessary before I start assembly, though.
Can you float me?
Yeah, can I just...
They don't float.
They transform.
That's a forklift.
What's that? We'll just build a scaled-up version. Anyway, back to the news.
The
Lugbot.
No hiding place.
Lugbot.
The arm extends in a three-fingered gripping device fitting with scrapers for wiping off slug remains and slime. It also includes an image sensor to scan for prey. The sensor is equipped with a red filter help detection. When Slugbot shines a red light onto the ground, the creature shows up as white blobs in a dark background. The slug's images are checked by optical shape recognition software, and when matched is found, mollusks are dropped into a hopper at the maximum rate of 10 slugs a minute.
Isn't this how Skynet got started?
There's a happy inventor.
You're a freak. You need a lot
of... I guess the better the slug killer is, the further can go on,
right?
If it doesn't kill, it doesn't eat, and then it just dies.
Survival of the fittest of the slug killers.
You know, I've always thought that slugs were to North America like locusts are to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably a good thing.
Only slower.
What I'd actually like to see is, I'd like to see what all the little slug people are saying right now. Like, if you were to, like, take it right down to Disney level, and you're, like, in the slug, you know, world, and the one slug, you know, comes back, and he's got, like, scrape marks on his back, and, you know, 40 slugs went out, one slug came back, and he's like... I saw it. It was there, and it came for me with three large scrapers. Bon, 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 major theme music happening and shit. And I ran as fast as my little prepubescent sort of caterpillar-like microbes could drag me, but it didn't get away, and then it came. Oh, God. Now they're like, you know, this is the Holocaust of the slug world.
Really? I think I saw that, only they had Robin Williams doing the voice of a bat.
This is a page that was done by Dave and Critical S.
Okay, what is that?
Ewok poacher?
It's called Ewok poacher. It's a little comic strip.
Oh, sweet. Chirp, chirp, tweet.
Chirp, chirp, tweet. Russell, crunch.
Womp.
Clack, clack.
Gun.
Yup, yup.
Yup, yup. This is going to be mighty.
Piff.
Piff.
Whizz.
Fuck.
Crack. Yup.
Click, click.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam,
bam, bam. Fire.
He's done.
Sick thud, whack, crack, thud, smash. Ewok poacher.
I don't know about you, but I would poach Ewoks. I mean, I'm not even going to go on the general tirade that,
shit. Doesn't it have to be wrong and illegal to be poaching?
Well,
are Ewoks on the endangered list?
That's right.
They should be after they fucked with the Emperor and a legion of his top troops.
I just have one question. If basically bears improve your sex drive, what the fuck do those things do?
It's too early to call. They just make you really cute.
Oh, God.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who are you?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
It's really early and you're not allowed to call yet. Not allowed.
You did the job well.
Well, it's not time to call.
That would be strike.
But you got to explain it to them. You got to explain it. You just hang up. You got to explain. It's too early to call.
Okay. But for normal people, hanging up would be enough. But I must admit, for Lieutenant Major Zombie,
he does deserve just
who has a non-existent rank.
Highest Lieutenant Click.
Okay. You see, it's not that we don't like you.
We do like you. You're a very good listener.
I really
you
do think
good,
that
you're
we
loyal listener, but you need to calm
self-constraint.
Down. Listen to my voice. Calm down.
What?
You're in the middle of a field.
That's right. Lieutenant Major Zombie, how you can help us is go out and spam. Spam like you've never spammed before.
I mean, you don't...
Spam, like,
But please don't tell your friends. Just people you know.
People you don't know.
You know what I don't understand?
Preferably the ones that don't like you.
Okay, I have a question here. What I don't understand... Okay, Lieutenant Major Zombie, this is all well and good. Okay, but in all seriousness... You, like, tune into the show, and we hack the living fuck out of you for, like, 2 hours. Yeah. And you come back next week.
He's getting, you know, some attention.
Thinking? You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking he's got a leather zipper mask on, and he's sitting there. And when he's not talking to us, he's rolling around on broken fucking glass. And then he, like, calls us up and goes, hi, it's me. And Drexel goes, no, it's not time to call, you fucking weak piece of shit. Then he goes back and blows his load, and then he goes back to the glass. That's what I think he does. I really do.
Way too graphic. way too graphic.
I second that.
We're all thinking.
No, it wasn't what I was thinking, and I'd really rather not have to think about that again. Thank you very much.
Replace the glass with
tax. Well, I do the same thing, but I only watch daytime television when I want to abuse myself. So it's like, Oprah, oh, God, oh, I feel so dirty. Okay.
Sally Jessie.
This is a keyboard, the only keyboard you'll ever need for Windows 95.
Oh,
that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was on Slashdot.
As we load.
Whatever, geek news and stuff.
Loading. Keep up, red page loading.
It's coming.
Oh God, it's so fucking boring.
Okay. That's too slow.
Too slow.
Oh, there's a good one. It's illegal to contact UFOs by law.
What?
There is a law on the books where it makes it illegal.
Fuck right off.
Not in Texas, they're...
Yeah, why do they travel so far to talk to the dumbest people on Earth?
See if we can get this webpage. There we go. Extraterrestrial exposure law.
What's the number of that law? Like, murder is 187. I want to know the number of this law.
Title 14, Section 1211 of the Code of Federal Regulations, adopted July 16, 1969. Did it?
This appeared the Star, New York, October 5th, 1982.
Okay.
The Star could show me the bloody corpse of an alien. They could take me into the spaceship, and
it could bring me to their it could bring me to their planet.
Yes,
and introduce me to all the little children and everyone on the planet, and I still wouldn't believe it.
Yes,
and you wouldn't tell your friends about it.
Actually, I would.
We're trying to keep.
I've done this shtick before, but the truth of the matter is that the aliens would land, they'd be like, Utukata, Manzoto, Ida, and I'd be like, yes, peace, love, let me rub your three fingers, peace, love, get on board, peace, love, take off, get outside of the system, peace, love, the minute we are out range of Earth, I grab the first little bald motherfucker I can get my hands on, wrap my fingers around his neck and say, nobody has to die, I only want the Star Cruiser, or Zortran 7 here is going to learn all about the human way. Wow, did you ever fuck up, huh? Should have stuck with the trailer park. Stay away from Canada. Have a nice fucking day. Somewhere. And if you don't blink really fucking soon, I'm going to poke you right in the eye. You little bald, bug-eyed motherfucker. Did you guys just drop a lot of acid or what? I mean, that's some big-ass pupils you got running on around here. And what's with the cows? Yeah. Fuck.
It's time for this week's horoscopes from The Onion. Aries, though you may try to follow the teachings of your odd religion, you have trouble with the parable that instructs you to enjoy being hit twice in the face. Okay, somebody else can do the next one.
Taurus.
Do we have any Taurus?
Say your broken heart will heal with time, but they aren't anywhere near as confident about that femur.
Sean?
Gemini, you will go down in history as the brave soul who started the revolution in a home theater in your neighborhood.
Dak?
Cancer. You will face the painful realization that you're not as important as you thought when your boss finds someone else to work the deep greaser.
Girl on the left.
Leo, you will gradually come to realize that maybe those people didn't actually want to be freed from the group home.
I wouldn't want to be freed from the group home.
Virgo, act surprised all you want, but you know damn well why the hockey great Thurn Fleury is waiting at your doorstep with flowers and candy.
Some days it doesn't seem like you can do anything right. This could be because you are a fat, bumbling comic fool.
Foil.
What?
I guess you get the lame one.
Scorpio, which is actually my sign.
Oh.
Ooh.
Your body is going through some strange changes right now. But don't try to fight them one way or another. That baby's got to come out.
Turtle on deck!
deck.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Sagittarius, the stars indicate that if you keep eating all those candy bars, you're going to turn into a candy bar yourself. Okay, your mom actually says... Oh, what?
Oh, okay.
Okay, yep. Your mom actually says that.
That's not what your mom says, asshole. Okay.
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 That one was funny.
Capricorn, try not to go around preaching against eating other humans while wearing a jacket made of their skins.
That sound.
Yeah.
Try to avoid passing judgment on others, unless you happen to be a judge. Then, of course, it's okay.
Pisces, the moon is...
Oh, God, no.
The moon is in Pisces this week, but so is half a bottle of Jameson's. Don't believe anything Pisces says for a while.
That's beautiful because I'm Pisces and that is my drink of choice.
Really? It's time for a break. It's time for Sean Kay's second rant, and it's called I've Been Doing This Longer. Here it is.
Okay, back again. Something that makes me crazy. You know when you're doing something and you show up at some place somewhere and you're doing some work and you're in a field where, you know, you're like, hey, oh, I'm going to pick something out of the air here. Like, you're terminating phone lines. Let's just say you're terminating phone lines, okay? And you're working with some union, ex-union, wannabe union fucker who's been doing this since Christ was a cowboy, okay? He's been doing this forever. And for some reason, because he's done this for 30 years, he thinks that he is all-knowing and almighty. Now, I understand and respect that some people having a lot of experience in the field that, you know, they know what's going on, and I totally respect that. However, if you're terminating a phone line wrong, and you mention to the gentleman, you say, excuse me, sir, you're terminating that phone line wrong, like it's wrong, okay? And he goes, son, I've been doing this for 20 years. How old are you? I'm 26. I've been doing this since before you were born. Well, that tells me that I understand why my phone service is so fucked up. If people come to you and try to rationalize what they're doing as wrong and they say it's right because they've been doing it longer than you have, no. No, if it's a technique, that's all well and good. But if you're trying to get a desired end result, which is a specific way, and they're not doing it that way, then it's wrong, okay? Say it with me. Wrong. It's not the right way. Therefore, it would be the wrong way. That's right, yeah. So justifying it by saying you've been doing the wrong thing longer doesn't work. It's like if you're surrounded by a group of idiots and they all agree, that doesn't make them right. It just makes them idiots. I mean, if you're going to go on and stand there and tell me that I'm wrong because I'm wrong and because my facts are flawed, that's fine. But don't tell me I'm wrong because I'm young, okay? That's just fucking stupid. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
Just because you've been doing this for 30 years doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. And you haven't explained anything like that.
New Meow Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Dead dogs! 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 Dead dogs!
Are we back? Are we back?
Yeah, I think we're back.
Let's see. Oh, we are.
Oh, we are.
Play this again.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
All right, we're back. Oh, we got the fans going?
Yeah, basically, you just hear new
stuff. Kind of odd, huh?
Tripping out a little bit. Too much.
The girl on the left is going to talk to us about her trip to Edmonton. That's why she wasn't here last week.
Yes, you might have noticed I wasn't here last week, so I've got a...
I'm sure Lieutenant Major Zombie noticed.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, like,
quit
want girl on
boning
or
you.
Or what? Like, what's the
story
with that?
Lieutenant Major Zombie...
Just to bring this up.
It's not worth topic. It's not worth talking about, so...
No, I'm just curious. So all our listeners know, is Lieutenant Major Zombie, like, in between, you know, rolling around on broken glass and going for self-humiliation, does he have, like, a thing for girl on the left, or what's the deal here?
He has a
almost,
thing for everyone.
Almost certainly.
Yes. Okay, well, he was around. Lieutenant Major Zombie has been on this show longer than I have.
That doesn't mean shit.
Enough.
That does not mean a fucking thing. Look at the Indians. Thanks for coming out.
But what the thing was is that I was not the factor which drew him to the show.
It was a destiny.
That's
so
a scary
he's
part.
A
yeah,
lurker, not a stalker. What's your point?
what I'm saying is that he was drawn at first. You know, the prime attraction here is the self-humiliation.
Yeah, originally was.
Yes.
Well, talk to us about Edmonton.
All right. So ten, I think, things I would have liked to say calling long distance from Edmonton last Sunday night.
Ah.
Ten. My hostel was in South Park. There was a four-story sign directly outside the hostel for a car dealership that said in huge, like, BOMAX-style letters, South Park. Damn, I wish I had a camera.
Ah.
Nine. Edmonton air is really, really fucking dry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My
a
nose
little
hurt.
Bit.
Eight. At U of A, you can live out your West Edmonton mall rat fantasies and still get an education. Yes, there's a building called The Hub. It's a residence, subway station, and shopping mall all in one. You never
there's
have
a shop.
To leave.
Wow. The residence is at the mall?
The residence is the mall.
For people in Surrey who are listening, Edmonton is like a giant city that looks like Richmond.
That's about
as accurate as it can possibly get. It's like a 30 fucking million mile area of Richmond.
And for our American listeners, Surrey is like New Jersey, but it smells worse.
All right. Seven. The hip area of Edmonton is along White Avenue, which is around where the hospital was. But really,
that doesn't go with the redneck
Edmonton
thing.
Is pretty white in general.
Mm. Oh.
Sorry. All right. Six. That's stupid.
No, say six.
Just commenting that the Peaks comics pages feature a lot less bare dick than the other student papers. I was at a student press conference, so that's why I noticed these things. Ours are absolutely tame. Five.
Did you ever open yourself?
You just don't expect to hear from your little sister?
A lot less
bare
dick.
That's what I look for in my paper. God knows I don't want a lot of bare dick in my newspaper.
Not something I expect my little sister to be writing on a piece of paper and just saying nothing.
I told you it was stupid.
Either way is bad.
Okay, five. Edmonton people are way more into Halloween. Like, we got there on the Friday, like the Friday before Halloween. People were already wandering the streets in costume.
On Friday. Wow.
And it was like on Saturday, on Sunday, like everybody was in costume. Like,
it was just poorly dressed Indians. I mean,
no. It's like, I'm trying to wonder if these people like ever got out of costume for like three straight days.
What the hell was that?
KFC. Hey, give me
all
a
right.
Six pack cookie.
Yay, Jack. All right. Okay.
All right, okay.
At
four.
Least slap him.
Yeah, I'll slap
chicken?
Him. Okay. Okay. All right, four. There's a Tim Hortons Donuts on every corner, but I didn't see a single bloody Starbucks inside City Limits the whole time.
Really?
So these are
not even in the chapter.
So these are good things, right?
About no, but there is a
not
liquor
the one
store
on
every
Avenue.
Corner as well.
Yeah, well, you know what? Tim Hortons takes ass and Starbucks sucks. So if that's supposed to be a negative...
Really?
Meanwhile, well, I'm just saying the contrast, because in Vancouver you have to actually leave City Limits to find a Tim Hortons
Donuts.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, the third thing I would have said last week was I would have asked you about that T-shirt that I got you because I wanted to be sure I got you the right color and size.
Ah, sure.
They also had it in green, but the lettering didn't show up as much.
No, this is exactly where I wanted this.
All right, excellent.
Color.
Okay, the number two thing that I would have said would have been, what the hell? I have a good reason for placing it number two. Because the number one thing I would have said is, Sim, you bastard, don't hang up. Because all you said, no, it was you. You picked up the phone and said, sorry, can't talk, and hung up on me after I dropped my 245 into the damn phone.
How do you know it was me?
I recognized your damn voice.
Lieutenant Major Zombie, don't say your name when you phone.
Yeah, here's a hint. Like, it's Lieutenant Major Zombie, and I have this stuff. You're an idiot.
You're thicker than whale shit on the bottom of the ocean.
There you go. There's humiliation for you. Go soil yourself and see if you can get your mom to change it, okay?
Oh. Does anybody else on the air see notice every time a zombie calls in, he gets timed out, too?
Yay, he's all gone. All of his little
chicken
tingle. Hey, he repeated again.
Mm-hmm. I bet you repeat.
Hey, that's the
right
third
before,
one.
Right
I
be-
know I put it. This
is like
what?
At least five strikes.
What? We're like screwing up all the rules of baseball. What, are you playing both teams?
We don't want to know if he's playing both teams.
He's getting an entire inning.
Okay, we're going to have to kick you
I'm
off
going to get a Lieutenant
Major
Zombie.
We warned you, Zombie.
There's a big picture of Lieutenant Major Zombie on the webpage if you really want to make a Lieutenant Major Zombie T-shirt.
You have to kick him off.
He's gone. He's gone. He left. That's why he phoned.
Come on back. We got to kick you off. It's not nowhere near as satisfying when you just disappear.
He only had like about four aliases.
His mom said he had to go. So.
Oh, Muffin.
Muffin.
He's damn the man.
Now we have nothing to talk about.
Nothing to talk about. We have tons of stuff to talk about.
She'll know at the end of the month.
What are we going to do now?
I made one long-distance phone call once to a friend, and they were
going to Florida.
And
closer to the mic.
I was in New York at the time.
Yeah.
And my parents were really, really understanding. But when they got the bill for, like, an extra, like, $8, which, I mean, doesn't seem like a lot now, but you got to remember, this was the 70s.
Yeah.
I was bounced. It was really cool. I didn't think my mom could actually hit that hard.
That's because you're only allowed to return so many bottles in a day, right?
Okay. I came home Friday night or something, and I came to this message on my machine. And it was the weirdest message. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Sent today at 9:57 p.m. Hi, Jane. This is Monique from the line that you always call. You haven't called in a while. We were just wondering if something was wrong. So when you get this message, we'd really appreciate a phone call back at 1-976-CLIT. Hope to hear you soon. End of message.
James.
Oh, I know. I haven't called in a while, so she was getting upset. Yes, I figured I did all.
Phone sex operator?
Yes.
No, no. I think plays one on TV.
I did a lot of investigation into this. Actually, that was the last person. Yes, Star 6-9 is a wonderful thing. That's what I did. It was the last call, and it came up with. Let's see.
My house.
I don't know if it's your house. It didn't come to your name. Here it is. It's Bruno. Bruno Fenger. Who is Bruno Fenger?
Is that like French for brown finger?
You need to get a mic.
Yeah. I'm annexing the house mic.
Okay.
Just because.
Okay.
That's my girlfriend's best friend's dad's place.
Okay. Which Bruno Fenger. I don't know a Bruno Fenger.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a prank.
Leanne's?
Sounds like a disease.
Leanne's dad.
Okay.
Also, Leanne's dad's house. Leanne's dad, if you're listening out there, you have the weirdest fucking house in the world. The entranceway and one of the bathrooms is done in outside brick.
Outside brick?
It looks like you open the door to the John and, like, you're pissing against the wall. Outside, like, behind the generator or something. He actually has more carpet in his woodworking room than he does in his main hallway.
My favorite is when you go into a bathroom and there's carpet there around the toilet.
Yeah, that really, really basically annoys me.
It doesn't annoy me. It makes me want to run away screaming. I mean,
what am I standing
on? You don't
want
to put your feet there.
No.
You decide to hold it, actually.
Toilet sponge.
Toilet sponge.
You know, a woman designed that. I love it with a very poor judgment.
So I'd like to know one other thing. My mom had one of these, and I've always wondered, what is the idea behind taking a piece of carpet, putting an elastic strap on it, and putting it over the cover seat of the toilet?
It looks pretty.
Nothing good can come of this, women. There's two possibilities. First off, an unpleasant cleaning job. Second off, your husband's cock gets bitten off. And an unpleasant cleaning job.
The one thing I heard actually was watching a special about airports, and they actually mentioned that in airports they put little targets on the urinals, and they find that this actually reduces their cleaning expenses.
I heard something about
that. That doesn't surprise me.
I mean,
when you're taking a piss,
You need to be amused.
That's why I love that. Pointing straight, you're like, oh, that part's dry.
Gotta do something.
That's why. That's why.
At least as good an idea as the sign telling them not to eat the big men.
Don't eat the urinal man.
Sink too low, soap too hard. I always basically like
the one that would have been nice is if airport washrooms in the women's section like actually had like lights. Because those things are like fucking caves. I don't know what it is with airport washers, but it's just like they're pitch fucking black.
You squat on a rock?
I prefer going to bars. There you have like the little cigarette butts sitting in the urinal, and you can try to break the...
What are you talking about? When I go to bars, the urinal's the floor.
Actually, I was going to say it's the peanut bowl. Apparently, they tested the peanut bowl, and there's urine on those peanuts.
What
just from drunk people going to the bathroom and coming back and eating peanuts.
Oh.
Thank you.
It's one of those things like how there's cocaine on all American $20 bills.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. I am...
Don't say that, Lieutenant.
Don't eat the peanuts.
We'll be like rolling up a 20 and smoking peanut butter.
I mean, come on.
What?
Nothing.
You should know better than to eat the peanuts. Don't eat the peanuts.
Same thing can be said of those that little bowl of mints at the front of any restaurant. Do not go there.
I was at some place, I can't remember where the hell I was, and they had a bowl of mints, and I reached in just to grab one, and I lifted it up, and it had fossilized, and I had the whole bowl hanging from one mint.
And to his credit, he brought out the knife and chipped away. He was getting that mint.
I've seen in home decoration stores, you can get like little glass mints. Like it's taking that to the next level where it's gone
really?
Past the point where you just get inedible mints, where you get to the point where they're not even actually mints at all. They just look like them.
Dangerous.
That's dangerous. I mean, what if someone gets the mint and breaks a tooth or
and they don't normally chew them or suck on them. They just swallow them.
The idea is that they're done like they're made out of like glass. But they've got
Willy
like
Wonka.
Little wrapper on them, so you never manage to unwrap them. it's a way to keep certain pesky guests easily amused, I imagine.
When I got this phone call, Enki was away, and I didn't figure it out. I researched it, and we're going to have fun tonight on the show calling this number. But Enki listened to it once and went, oh, that's Mark.
Ruined my fun.
Yeah, they're not here right now. They're at bingo.
Oh, okay.
My girlfriend and the aforementioned... daughter of the dad with the fucked up house. It's like one of those things you saw, and that's incredible. Stairways go to nowhere.
Hey, it's the Winchester Mansion.
Yes, that's a cool place.
That's right, man. I hope I died there.
That scared the shit out of me. For some reason, as a kid, nothing on that show scared me more than, like, the stairs to nowhere. My God, they go nowhere. She built it for no reason. I'm going insane. I'm 7. I'm going to be mad. I'm ruling for the rest of my fucking life. But anyway, they're playing bingo. They're slumming at the moment. They're pretending like they're not like white trash. So
they're playing bingo, pretending they're not white trash.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, this is an upscale from what they normally are.
They're playing bingo in a trailer park, pretending they're not white trash.
The very idea of slumming, if you can call it slumming, then that allows you to do any sort of lower class recreational sport, like watching wrestling. Or going bowling.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with bowling.
Or playing pool before it became yummy.
Except the fact that it's going bowling.
Yeah.
Oh!
Of course,
I like you a lot.
Of course, extreme bowling changed all that. Extreme bowling made
now it's cool
again. One out of every 15 balls glows in the dark. Therefore, you're allowed to do it.
We will get to the gross hospital stories eventually. It's now time to do the movie man.
So movie man.
Bring down the house mic and...
Movie man.
I'll stall while I queue up the...
Metal and heavy.
Movie man intro, and here it is.
Movie man intro.
Big click from someone. Who turned off the... Oh, okay.
He clubbed me in the head with the mic.
What is that noise?
Those are pennies flying across.
Don't throw pennies unless you're prepared to replace things that the pennies hit.
Like me. Are you going to replace me?
Hello.
Hello, movie man.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, very good. Don't do that.
Fucking retards.
That sounded expensive.
No, it was a bunch of cans.
No, it did sound expensive, though.
It did sound expensive. Very true.
Sounded expensive.
It was just a bunch of Dr. Pepper cans. There we go. We're doing well.
Who did
it's
that?
Not a good...
Let's have a
it was
round...
Aaron. It was Red 5. He fucked up.
Let's have a round of Pass Me
and
the
being,
Brain.
And being Inky's friend, Inky has to clean it up. Clean it up. Okay. So let's actually talk to the movie.
Don't lose your seat, man.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank everybody who tried to help me get my system or the system set up last week. That was a sad and pathetic computer I was working on.
So you kicked it out of the house? And...
Oh, I wish I could have, but it wasn't mine.
Off the TV, GG.
It was thank pretty you. Sad, but I never did get it working, so we just got to wait until they get a better system, and then next time we can get set up.
Excellent.
I unfortunately have nothing new for you.
Oh, no.
In all the time since I've been away, I've got a video review.
Oh, okay. That's good enough.
Of one that's coming out soon, Lake Placid.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I saw that. Already seen it.
I saw that in the theater, and so did Enki. I don't know who else saw it.
I saw it.
Okay.
No,
Dax
saw it. The internet, and I was disappointed. I thought I wasted my
Didn't
time.
You come to the theater? Okay.
It was pretty
amused.
Dumb.
I was amused with it.
It was really dumb. The only thing the movie had going for it was it was filmed locally. But other than that, it was really dumb.
It was really dumb.
Mike was the only good part in that movie.
Yeah.
It was so dumb that it's not worth explaining how dumb it is. It's really dumb,
I have one question.
That.
What the hell was, like, everybody's problem with the sheriff? I mean, like, they just started off, like, you meet the sheriff, and then it was, like, the next thing words out of anybody's mouth is, like, you know, blow me, you know, to this guy. It's like...
The whole movie was a big put-down session. That's all possible. It was. It was horrible.
Everybody spent the entire time insulting everybody else.
That's the whole movie. And it was dumb.
There were some crocodiles in there, too.
I paid $1 for it in the second-run theater, and it wasn't worth it.
You paid $1? I paid $2.
My question for Rexel is, has he seen Fight Club yet?
Yes, he has.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And
fantastic movie.
And he's recommended that I go see it.
Okay,
I have not seen it yet.
Good.
Actually, I just downloaded it, and I've seen it in the theater, and I decided to download it because, well, it is a very cool movie.
Is that good?
Oh, it's very good.
One of the really surprising things is when I went on my little trip down to see my buddy, we went and saw that. I saw it a second time. He saw it for the first time. I've never seen this guy so passionate about a movie. He hated it.
Really? He hated it?
He did.
But the problem is your friend is obviously stupid. So
we agree on 99.9% of the movies that we see. We agree on them. This one, I don't know. It was like totally black and white here. At one point, he actually said, "You know, I'm beginning to worry about you because you liked that movie."
The person I went with didn't get the movie either. I was very disappointed in them. But in real life, as in the movie, rule number one, don't talk about Fight Club.
There you go. We'll have to wait until everyone has seen it before we can go into detail.
I do want to go see it. I also want to go see Projectile Vomit Man, this is Jack, by the way, want to go see The Insider. It's about 60 Minutes and the tobacco company.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes. Yep, that's right.
That actually does look good.
That looks pretty good.
Directed by Michael Mann.
Now, what has he done?
Michael Mann did Last of the Mohicans and is actually more famously known for having done, Miami Vice. Yeah, thank you.
Miami Vice.
Who's guest 89-102?
It's probably Peanut Butter.
Hey, Peanut Butter.
Hey, Peanut Butter.
The next movie that I plan on seeing when it opens on Friday, and I, assuming that nothing happens and I can't go see it, I'll have a review for you, is Dogma. I really want to see Dogma.
Yes, do want to go see that. Anything that the Catholic Church protests that greatly,
it's got
to
be good.
I have to go see it.
Got to have something in it.
I want to go see Sleepy Hollow.
It was produced by Lionsgate Films, too.
Produced by Lionsgate, so that's a local company?
Yep.
Ah, excellent. Okay, so say what the hell, and we'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
What the hell?
We had a bad movie experience yesterday. I bought The Dark Crystal, the DVD.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
Samarian had never seen The Dark Crystal ever. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
But anyways,
where were you in the 80s?
Yeah, like hello.
Just something
anyways,
I missed.
The Dark Crystal kicks ass. It's an awesome movie.
Yeah, it's a good,
very good.
Jim Henson was one of the last gods we had on this planet.
Okay, we get to the end of the movie.
It was on DVD, mind you.
The end of the movie. Only the end minus the last clip, like the last jump, you know, like
episode
the last
thing.
The last.
If it was a CD, it'd be the last song.
Last track. Yeah.
Last track.
What was it missing?
Nope. And it stopped.
We don't know what it
okay, happened. Anyone who's seen The Dark Crystal, which is everyone.
Yes.
They've got.
Don't, you'll ruin it for me. I haven't seen it.
Jan is on top of the Dark Crystal. He's about to jam the shard into the Dark Crystal. And he's holding it above his head, and he's like, and it goes, burp, blub, and the movie stops.
Goes to the menu.
Like, there's like 3 minutes, 4 minutes maybe in the movie left. And it
talking to the mic.
Ended. I'm talking into the mic, but I'm doing what I told the
yeah,
chicken
you're doing
not
it
to
totally
do.
Wrong.
Anyways, people can hear me. I'm yelling.
Yeah.
Shocked.
I don't need this mic. There's that one way over there.
Turned way down, and that'll be good enough.
Anyways, like.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. But he explained the end of the movie, and it was okay.
It's a two-year-old adventure.
Okay, now here's.
That's right.
This guy here, like, Sumerian is very. He's very logical, okay? We think on the same bandwidth all the time.
Yeah.
You're jacking yourself up there a little
we're
bit.
Watching, we're watching this movie. It stops, and he instantly goes, oh, it must be a problem with your DVD.
No, I
like,
said no.
CDs never work. It must be incompatibility.
Yeah.
That's a problem with my DVD.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
That was my first guess.
His first guess, and he's insisting that, no, it's probably not a problem with the CD, because, I mean, nothing ever happens to a CD.
Very few times.
I've never had a problem with any of my CDs.
I've never had a problem
you
with
get
any
a,
CD.
If you get a CD off of those magazines, they half of them don't work.
They're probably people picking them up and fiddling with
no,
them.
No, they're in a plastic bag. Anyways, the idea
all
that he would
I can't believe
you instantly jumped to the conclusion that, oh, your DVD must be fucked.
Incompatible, not fucked.
Well, okay,
because the Matrix does not work on a lot of systems.
That's because it's the most advanced.
I know, the Dark Crystal's not advanced,
and,
but...
And it does work on mine.
I just rented the DVD...
No.
And the problem is that he wouldn't let me take it to Sean's house to test it on Sean's system.
Okay, but that
pissed
to do
me
it.
Off.
No.
Can we try and see if it's incompatibility? No. We're not allowed to do that.
The reason
it's
I wouldn't
the CD,
do that is
and
really,
I don't want to know if it's my DVD.
The reason I didn't want to do that is really, really, really pathetic.
Yes.
And it's that I didn't want my CD to possibly work in Sean's computer. Because it's my CD, and that would be all bad that his DVD possibly, even though it probably wouldn't have worked.
Probably not.
I didn't want there to be any chance that it might work in Sean's DVD, because then his DVD would be better than mine.
Okay.
And my CD wouldn't work.
Drex, I mean...
It's all right to use it in conjunction with Sean, because he would do the same thing.
Drex, I've, like, insulted you as a joke a few times, and I've never really meant anything, but I'm saying this seriously. That's, like, sad, dude.
I'm being honest. Would you prefer that I lied? I'm an honest person.
It's
at least he admits
it's
shortcomings.
It's
funny.
It's not time to phone in yet.
I can admit that
it's
I'm,
almost time.
You know, egotistical or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know whatever
all
that
right.
thing
it's
is.
It's almost time to phone in. Here's something that...
It's like buying a book and somebody else wants to read it and you haven't read it yet.
Sean is very adamant about that.
Exact same way.
And Sean is too. That's why...
He's crazy like that way.
If it was James' DVD, it'd be okay, but it's Sean's. And he's the same way when it comes to, like, say, a book or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't even look through it. Don't even open the first page.
I don't, go crazy.
I don't feel that way, but I understand what you're talking about. A couple times I've gone out and I bought, like, you know, a dozen books. And I had somebody with me, and he's going, oh, that's a cool book. Could you read it first? And I'm like, no, there's something else I'd rather read. Here, just you borrow it. He's but you haven't read it yet. And I went, so?
See,
it's not, what are you going to do? What are you going to, like shit in between the pages or something? It's like, what? You're going to give it back to me the way you get you
took
it.
It'll be very soiled after I use it, so I suggest you read it first. I want to test it out because I'm going to buy the exact same DVD player as Drex here. So I don't want to... Well, not like I'm going to buy the Dark Crystal, but...
In high school...
I just want to know.
In high school...
Oh, yeah.
So Mary and I had like a bag of... I don't know what it was. It was like those...
Stuff.
Those yogurt-covered fruity...
It wasn't
things.
Raisins. It was peanuts because I don't like raisins.
It wasn't peanuts.
It was must have been.
No, it was not
chocolate.
Peanuts. Okay, stop talking, and I'll tell you what it is. Those, you know those fruit roll-up things, only there were the little, like, raisin-shaped sized ones?
Yeah.
But it was covered in yogurt. Okay. And I go, can I have one? And he goes, you can have... you can have the last one. He insisted on giving me the last one because nobody will ever give you the last one. And he wanted to make a point that it's no difference giving the last one. And I
the first one, the last one, doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It's one.
And I didn't want the last one because it was the last one and I'm stealing his last one.
This is so fascinating.
What the fuck is the matter with you? Shut up.
You people are fucked.
I'm welcoming you to my psyche.
Have you checked?
I don't want to go into your psyche.
They're all out of beds, right, Drex? That was it. No beds. Budget cutbacks. You both need help. You're bent.
You have blue hair.
I rule.
You have blue hair. I'm going to take advice from
a
blue-haired, orange-shirted freak.
I'm battery powered. Doesn't matter.
Solar powered.
I'm not
blue
battery
powered.
If I was battery powered, that core switch might have worked.
Okay. Here's something I think Drex sent. Okay, this.
What? No, they're legal.
Are they legal? Okay, this is legal. We're going
to
see who they are.
I'm not going to get the chance to do my
Yeah, you will. You will. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Sean Kennedy. Don't hang up.
Okay. Oh, did you say Lieutenant Major Zombie Click? What is up? That is so important that you have to interrupt our show.
Well, in typical fashion, I left your place and I left one of my various accoutrements there.
Would it? Let's guess what it is. Let's look around the room.
Oh, I know what it is.
It's. Oh, we're not going to give it back to you because it's really important.
I'm keeping it.
It's Drex.
Thanks for the present.
To punish you from now on
for being such a fool,
we're going to give it away. Anything you leave here, we're going to give it away on the next show.
I fucking love that very much.
So the next show, when we get the 1-800 number, the prize is Sean K's Palm Pilot with all the data intact. All his personal addresses and information. He has no games on it, so you'll have to install games.
Does he still have the Star Trek sound effects?
He probably has it in there, not turned on. I haven't heard them. So is that okay with you?
No.
You think you'll learn your lesson if we
say no. You get Drexel to bring that with him when he comes back because I need it for fucking work.
I will bring it with me, but I will not be giving it back. So that's probably the part you don't like.
So you'll have to fight with Drex. About that.
Battle Drex to the death.
Okay, I
have a bargain for you.
What's that?
Do you have any RCA splitters?
Ah.
I'll trade you one Palm Pilot for two RCA splitters.
From,
two.
A single to a double?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I can only one. If you want
to, that's no deal. Two or no, it's no deal if you only have one. I need two.
I'll have to take a check. I've got a box full of fucking cable. I'll just show it to you like a pop.
Okay.
All right.
Done deal. Say what the hell.
I don't want to get
it. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Yay.
What the hell?
Okay, Drex, I think you sent this in a couple weeks ago, maybe. Best newspapers headlines of 1999.
No.
No, we haven't. Some of these are similar. Bye, Black Wolf.
Bye.
Bye, Black Wolf.
Bye, Thanks
Black
for Wolf. Saying bye.
Thanks for saying bye.
If there's any leg holes,
he used you earlier.
Bye-bye. What?
He's mad. He's mad because we...
What did we do?
All we did was
criticize?
Tell him the truth that he sucks on camera, and he's storming out like an hour and a half later.
Some people just like
keeps
rude.
The pent up.
They simmer
bye-bye.
For a bit. Why can't you just explode like a chicken?
That's right, this
like
is abuse time. Two hours
you
of abuse.
You know what he's talking about? Because he doesn't simmer, he just...
I don't hide behind a sheet. I have like a hard time cleaning the saliva out of that microphone.
Yeah.
No.
Remember, that
went...
Yeah. It went everywhere. Okay. Whoa, what's with the table?
I was going to say, just boil it.
Critical S, I dyed my hair blue when I was in Texas, when I was down in Houston like a week and a half ago.
But this is the first time you've been on the show.
Those Texans who was boss.
That's right.
It had to stand out.
Best newspapers headlines of 1999. Include your children when baking cookies.
Aren't we supposed to say
something went wrong in the gym class, experts say?
Oh, 25 newspaper headlines. I don't know. Okay, number two. Drex.
Something went wrong in jet crash, experts say.
Really? Dex.
Number three, police began campaign to run down jaywalkers.
These are actual newspaper headlines.
Right. Plane too close to ground, crash probe told.
Hey, which
you
one's
can't
that?
Jump. You're breaking the rules.
I live by my own rules.
Play anymore.
No.
Let's give it to you.
Drunks
get 9 months in violin case.
Ooh.
That's not good. Number five, Iraqi head seeks arms.
Is there a ring of
number six.
Debris?
I can't read.
Debris.
Okay, read here.
Is there a ring of debris around Uranus? Gee, I thought I was 7 years old again. You know,
seven. Prostitutes appeal to Pope.
But these aren't jokes. They're
headlines.
I understand.
Headlines.
Yeah.
That's what makes them funny. Number eight. Panda mating fails. Veterinarian takes over.
The person who writes the headlines is usually not the person who writes the story. That's
British left waffles on Falkland Islands.
British left waffles.
The quote here is, but the story makes it clear.
Yes.
Teacher strikes idle kids.
Number 11.
Clinton.
Clinton wins budget. More lies ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can do number 12.
Oh, can one I? Point.
Yes.
Plane too close to ground. Crash probe toll.
I've got a human laugh track.
Miners refuse to work after death.
Slackers.
Slackers. Damn those union agreements.
16 tons and what do you get?
Number 14. Juvenile court to try shooting defendant. You have to say them as the wrong intent.
Otherwise, how do you know?
Stolen painting found by tree. Stolen painting found by tree.
That's interesting.
Wonder if it got it a reward.
Amazing tree.
Number 16, two sisters reunited after 18 years in checkout counter.
Wow. That's a long lineup.
War dims hope for peace.
That's just a poor headline. Number 18, if strike isn't settled quickly, it may last a while. Go ahead, chicken.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Read 19, right.
Couple slain, police suspect homicide.
Man struck by lightning faces battery charge.
Okay, now somebody's trying to be stupid.
I think on that one, that was like pushing it. Number 21, new study of obesity looks for larger test group.
Astronaut takes blame for gas in space.
Kids make nutritious snacks.
You have to read the number.
20, can I do 24?
Okay.
24, local high school dropouts cut in half. Well, that'll solve that little problem.
Number 25.
Braces the grade point average immediately.
Typhoon rips through cemetery. Hundreds dead.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Oh, it's Amy. I forgot about this.
Hi, Amy. You have anything to say?
To
all of our millions of potential listeners?
Oh, well, I was going to say hi, but I didn't have anything exciting planned.
No?
What are you talking about tonight?
Say something filthy promo girl.
You better say something interesting, because otherwise we're going to have to hang up on you.
I'm supposed to say something filthy?
Well, you're filthy promo girl, aren't you?
I had a very naughty dream last night.
Tell us about your naughty dream.
Oh, no.
Well, I was going to tell Derek himself, but...
He can hear you.
Was he in it?
Yeah, but it wasn't just him and I.
Do we want to know who else
was
there?
All the DJs were there.
All the DJs.
All
oh, my
the
goodness.
DJs.
I feel violated.
Drex feels very violated.
I feel left out.
Are you not a DJ?
I don't know.
You are a DJ because you show up to the show. You speak.
Oh, good Lord. Tell me I'm not involved.
What's this?
I hate waiting in line.
Oh.
Big topic. Oh, even Darcy was there, even though I haven't met him yet.
You have met him.
You sat in his lap
when we watched Seven.
Yeah, I know. I sat in his lap, but it was dark.
Oh, you just didn't know whose lap you were sitting on.
That sounds all bad.
See, wanted me to say something dirty.
Well, that's pretty good. That's good.
For the Whose Lab I've been in.
Okay, but we're going to have to hang up on you and you call back after like 10:15 if that's possible.
I will.
Okay, say what the hell and we'll hang up on you.
I think actually Drex went
what
to go
get the hell?
Line.
Woohoo! What?
Sorry, I think Inky went to go get the other line.
He's not allowed.
Yeah.
Because it's during the show. We need the phone for the show.
Yeah.
Nobody's allowed.
Okay, so we're going to do the joke.
It's not important.
We're going to do the joke of the week.
Joke of the week.
If anybody has a joke, a good joke,
lots of lame jokes. Okay, yeah.
We don't want any stupid one-liners unless they're really, really witty.
Is she really singing now? Or acting?
Yes, she's acting.
Okay.
In what?
It's not much of a sketch.
Oh!
That doesn't say much for somebody.
Does he care?
Anky,
you have to say, do I care?
Anky,
I got mine.
You can see the rest of the pictures. I'm going to go put this away.
Okay, joke of the week. So if somebody's got a joke, phone in now.
We have one.
Not to the 1-800 number because it's not there
why
yet.
Why does Inky have to show me that stuff?
It's toll free.
Oh,
we've got
a
toll. We've got a phone in. Let's do this.
He's a pig.
Let's do this. Do you want to? We've got like we've got other stuff, dude. We got gross hospital stories. We should do that first. Like,
sure. Why not?
Gross hospital stories.
We should.
No. Sure. Go ahead. Why not?
Sure. Go ahead. Why not?
Why not?
Go do that.
Well, we could just talk about this. If we have so many important things to do, why are we talking about this?
Talking about what?
About we're nothing. There's nothing. This is what I'm talking about. There's nothing.
We are the Seinfeld of radio, okay? This is the show about nothing.
It will be if you guys keep continuing like that. I'd like to hear gross
okay,
hospital
it's time for gross
hospital. I'm just going to burn down the studio.
You're just going to burn down the studio. Fire cleanses.
Fire cleanses.
Okay,
that's
it's time for
everything.
Gross hospital stories.
Now, once again, it's time
for gross hospital stories.
Wasn't really suicidal. She just hurt herself a lot. No, this involves biting your nails.
All right, it's time for gross hospital stories with Dak.
Hi. In case you don't know me, my name's Dak. I spent 5 years. How long?
5 years.
Working at a hospital, and in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. One of the things I saw was a young lady. I'm trying to actually remember her name because we dealt with her for so long. She was what we call repeat customer. She was down in our psychiatric ward. And this young lady, I think her name was Karen.
That's no surprise.
Anyhow, Karen came in for different things
every
all
time.
The time.
One hypochondriac
time
or
no. One time it was suicidal. The next time she tried to like stab her mother. The
okay.
next time it was just it was a various different.
They taste like barf peanuts.
A quandary of different psychiatric ailments. Anyhow, she comes in this one time, and she's decided that she was going to develop a psychosis, or actually, I guess this would be a neurosis. She started chewing her nails. Now, this wouldn't be too bad, except for she kept chewing them till she got down to the meat. And she kept chewing them. Now, on one hand, she had got her nails down to literally bloody stumps. Like, we're talking the nails down to the thing where each finger was bleeding. But on this hand, on her
hand. Which hand is that? For all of our television audience?
On her right hand. on her ring finger. She got down to the point where you could see the bone.
Oh, God.
It was at that point where I decided she wasn't just acting.
Yeah.
There was something really wrong.
This was
this
not
girl.
Something to get attention, I guess.
No, there was actually something
look
wrong.
Look at me.
With
look
was
at
a
my bone.
Synaptic misfire.
It was that was the last time I saw Karen.
Uh-huh.
Karen, by choice? No, Karen was shortly thereafter sent to I guess it was Riverview.
A better place.
Karen was sent to a bit. Yes, much stronger drugs. Because Karen, and the thing was, we had to watch her. Because despite the fact that she's obviously fucking hurting herself, because her psychiatrist...
Was she on drugs?
Yes, we were keeping her on drugs, and we're keeping her hands
bandaged. No, was she on her own drugs?
No. Just whatever the
doctor... She got the full pain of these finger chewings.
Whatever the fucking doctor was basically prescribing was all she had. Yeah. Now, there was one doctor, I'm trying to remember the name of the psychiatrist, because if you ever have any family in the Langley area that has to go see them, please take them to somebody else. I think his name is McKinnon.
Uh-huh.
Now, this guy is a fucking quack joker. Whenever we had a problem with a patient,
Dr. Nick,
it was Dr. fucking McKinnon's
hey,
patient.
Hey, everybody! Dr. Nick!
Anyhow, Dr. Nick decided that no, she doesn't need to be locked up, despite the fact that she's chewing down to the bone. So we had to fucking sit on this nutcase chick for
until she hatched.
Yes, for 2 fucking weeks. Every time she was allowed out of the ward.
Here's your new boxing gloves.
We had to fucking follow her around to make sure she wasn't pulling the fucking bandages off and nibbling on her fingertips.
Bones.
Yes, on her bones. Yeah, I'm serious. I know for a fact it is never going to fucking heal.
No. How can it?
Well, yeah.
You bit off your finger.
It's like...
How far down is it to
the
bone?
No regeneration here.
Actually, it's only like maybe about basically about an eighth of an inch.
That's enough.
Yeah, I know.
That's not coming back.
It's gone. For good.
But here's the other thing.
For real.
I would have been disgusted had I seen this, and I was. But it wasn't like she basically nibbled and spit something out. Think about it.
Did you floss?
I don't know. This was a chick I was not going to kiss. It was high on my list.
Was she a vegetarian?
What was your first question?
To the meat.
Yeah, she went
to
start nibbling on other things.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Well, that's it. That's the story for today.
That was pretty gross,
once
actually.
Once they get a taste for human blood, they never go back.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Oh. I can grab control of the computer.
Oh my God. No,
it's a coup! Woo!
I've got control of the computer!
What are we going to do now?
We're going to turn it over to Drex.
All right.
So for the last 20 minutes and see what he does.
We have a joke.
This will be interesting. One day we'll play an excerpt from one of his early shows.
Time for the joke. Where's my mic? Needs to be louder.
Number two.
I can hardly hear myself.
I don't know if I want to give him full control.
All right. There's 3 men exploring the jungle. I'm not going to tell this very well because I like to destroy stories.
An American?
I say that because I'm going to anyway, so at least if it sounds
on purpose. It's the humor disclaimer.
Yep. 3 men are exploring the jungle, an American, Englishman, and an Irishman. They're caught by cannibals. The chief said to... Wait a minute, we have to change that.
I know where this joke's going.
They're an American? No. Yeah, an American, an Englishman, and a Canadian. Okay. They're caught by cannibals, the chief
cannibals.
Says. To the
cannibals?
I said cannibals.
Cannibal
I said,
are they on elephants?
That's 2 strikes, Rex. One more, and you're going to be reading privileges.
By who?
The mob.
Alex Trebek and
the mob. The angry mob.
Stop interrupting my story that I got off the internet. So
you know, we can get
they're caught by cannibals. The chief said to the 3, we have captured you trespassing on our land, and the penalty is death, but you will get to choose the way you die. And when you are dead, we'll eat your meat and make boats out of your skin. And the men, seeing no way out of this, decide the way that they want to die. The Irishman said, I'll die by gunshot to the head. He's shot in the head and dies. The American says, I'll die by poison. He's handed a cup of poison and drinks it and dies. The Canadian says, I'll die by the way of the fork. The chief looks a bit perplexed, hands him a fork. The Canadian starts stabbing himself all over and is bleeding very badly. Then he looks at the chief and says with a smile, so much for your fucking boat. You guys suck. Why is it that if anybody else in this room does something, there's support there? There's support.
We'd already read the joke.
Yeah, well, you could have faked it. Nobody could see you reading the joke.
You fake it every time we say you're a friend, Rex.
Oh.
Yeah, well,
Drex,
coming from Mr. Blue-haired orange guy, I don't
Drex,
really give a shit.
Drex, I'm tired of faking. What about my needs?
Oh! Oh.
All right.
When I fuck you up the ass, though, Dak, I don't care if you enjoy it. So you can stop.
No reach around for you.
No reach around for you, bitch. That's it. I don't like you guys anymore. So you suck.
So why do women fake orgasms?
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
They think we care.
Oh! Oh!
In times like this, it's really difficult to be the only woman in the room. And unarmed.
You're like the only unarmed person in the room, too, then.
Actually, I am
armed,
there's
actually.
Two.
We've all got plenty knives. You have mace or equivalent. What is this, a key?
A little
oh, oh, my God. Is that a,
isn't this cute? It's like
is that a nail file?
This is what you do, like pull that up a stone someplace?
It's like the Hello Kitty of knives here.
Hello Kitty of knives. Yep. That is a blade. That's not a...
Yep.
Key?
Yep.
Wow.
That's very cool, dude. It's like, fuck, it's like this key. This
so,
is what they're fucking doing it now?
What's happening?
We're waiting for people to call. It's call
oh, is
time.
That, is that what's happening? Well, how are they going to call?
Got the phone in.
What's going on? Okay, you'll have to... We're having a... Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Just had a little grope.
Ah, yeah. Slipping one in. Slipping one. Well, no.
I'm sorry about that.
No, you're not.
That's the beauty of
it's
it.
It's time to phone
that's
in.
You guys do
funny.
This all the time.
Because we need your input.
You no, you don't care.
You love the
you
attention.
You don't care about me.
You love the attention.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I love positive
he's
attention.
He's an
attention
whore.
Stab you. Really? I want to stab you. Until you're dead. With a small, small knife.
It's time to open the phone lines. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191.
Once a week.
For 2 hours.
Call it right now.
Woohoo, still going. All right, there's the phone number. And 1-800-WTH-RANT. Well, that's not bad.
No, it's horrible.
Just because it's from him?
No.
WTH-RANT? Yeah, it doesn't mean much.
WTH-RANT. Call WTH-RANT.
What
the fuck?
Yes. What the hell, RANT?
Yes,
I
guess.
Say, you know,
hello, guest
XYZ 8. RANT.
Guest 89102. I do want you to call
we
in,
fake
and
for
I
a reason.
Do want matter. You to tell us.
Tell us all about why you fake it and what is your reasoning.
It doesn't ring a bell, so... You suck.
Because it's a local call for her, so she's not actually spending any money.
Who?
Guest 89102. It's Peanut Butter.
Peanut
who doesn't
butter.
Know how to change her name, obviously.
Sounds like she's in a jam.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I felt that sigh.
We're turning down the volume.
I don't blame you.
Whose volume?
The stereo volume. We don't need to hear ourselves because we're loud enough.
All right.
And the neighbors don't need to hear us more than they already hear us. Is she going to phone in? You're asking to phone in before.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Carry on. She has nothing to say. We would just hang up on her anyways.
What? Turn what?
I just had the earphones on finally, and I couldn't believe the sound of the level of electricity.
You guys must have intense, like, crazily sensitive hearing.
Because
I put those on, spoke into my mic,
and
it
was
not that loud.
Wait a sec. There's a difference, though, Drex. There is... What happens is in the human ear, there's actually a mechanism that when you start to talk, it actually turns down the volume on your in your ear.
Really?
Because, yes, actually, it's like, I think the way it works is that it actually sort of slightly disconnects one of the small bones in your ear, because otherwise, when you talk, you basically deafen yourself.
Can I get that mechanism for Drex's ear?
I don't know.
Does it sound different on
well,
recording?
Yes,
of course.
You didn't understand.
You can hear yourself in your head. That's why, because
yeah,
of
exactly.
That.
So if you start talking when you're recording, it'll sound like it normally does when you're head.
You'll never hear how you sound in your head.
That would make...
Play
that
it
would,
back to you. Never.
No, you'd have to actually, you'd have to set it up so that besides hearing the sound, you're also hearing it reflected on
head.
The bone of
yeah,
your head.
You have to put a microphone in your head. Somewhere.
It cuts out the treble.
Yeah, it's...
And obviously, Chicken Man, you didn't understand. If I didn't have that mechanism, then I wouldn't talk as loud. I do have the mechanism, otherwise I would be yelling!
No, I just want the mechanism that's in your head that when you talk, it dampens out your voice. That's what I was getting
he
at.
He wants your mechanism.
That's right. See?
That just wouldn't work.
What is going on?
You guys are lame tonight. Well, fucking call in then.
I think,
don't fucking
I think
show.
The lame person is calling the other people in the IRC lame because they won't phone in.
Who says you guys are lame?
Yes, rabbit. We really want you to...
There we go.
We have a fan.
Okay, we have a fan. Yay. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this? It's someone who is weak. And someone who paid 10 cents because I caught it before. No, I didn't.
Oh, no, they hung up on us. The indignity. Wait a minute, I'm not hurt.
What are you doing? You going to be quick?
No, it's like...
I thought
remote,
I got it.
It's like the remote control.
You have to have it. You have to have it. Who was that? Why would you do that? That's so dumb.
I say we star 69, hunt them down, and kill them.
No, long distance doesn't work too well, star 69.
That's true.
Who cares anyways?
With the 1-888 number that we're getting, it will have call display.
Oh.
Well, we won't get call display, but it can have call display if I wish to order it.
It costs extra?
Yeah, it costs extra. You have to get the call display yeah. thing, and you have to add it to your line.
But...
And so whoa, what just happened?
Wow. What?
Did that happen to you too?
Yeah, and...
Test. Oh, it's back again.
What,
sort of.
What?
It just cut out of the left ear.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought, too.
But it's back.
Pull the Van Gogh.
It didn't take long.
Pull the Van Gogh.
It wasn't gone long. The left ear left.
Oh,
whoa.
It's this. It's this. It's just us.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, we're going to do something else. Nobody wants to phone in today. They're waiting for the 1-800 number.
Hey, I can tell you a road trip story.
Tell us a road trip story.
Is it a good road trip story?
Well, I don't know. You
or is it only interesting to you?
Pick a state, and I'll see if I can come up with a good story for that part of the states.
Miami.
California.
No, it wasn't into Miami.
Oh, well,
California. California is a very good state. This is about 2 days back on the road trip from hell down to Texas, and we hit good old Cali. We've gone through New Mexico to Arizona to Southern California. It's fucking three states worth of deserts now. I'm kind of bored. So, we're driving. We hit California. It's at night. Now, you dare interrupt me? Infidel!
Rant the hell. What's the blah, 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 blah. You're on rant radio. Who is
Give me that
this?
Phone.
What's up? Say again?
What's up? What's going on over there?
We're doing a little radio show.
Who is this?
Captain Mofo.
Captain Mofo. Are you on there?
No.
No, you're not on there. Are you on the IRC under a different name?
IRC.
Okay. You're not. Okay. Is this... So how are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm listening to the first time.
Give me the phone.
Is that Forrest really Gump on the line?
No. You're listening in for the first time, eh?
I'm fucking bored off my ass, man.
Because of the show, or you're listening in because you're bored?
No, man, that's the only thing good on right now.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Where are you from? So,
okay, Dad.
Yeah, where are you from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. No, we don't want to know what he looks like. Atlanta. So, which time zone is Atlanta in? Is it
Atlanta's in the eastern.
Eastern, so you're up pretty late then. It's like almost 1 o'clock, right?
I don't know, man.
You don't know. Are you stoned or drunk?
No.
No, just tired.
Yeah.
Yep.
From Atlanta.
So, how did you find out about the show or station?
I just clicked on this radio station and started listening.
Oh, you're just in the big list at Shoutcast.
What?
In the Shoutcast list, or?
MP3 Spy.
Oh, MP3 Spy. Oh, okay. Yeah, we've neglected MP3 Spy for a very long time, but it still lists us, of course.
That's cool, man.
Yep. So, you can actually chat with a lot of the other people that are listening in.
What, on MP3 Spy?
No, we don't use the MP3 Spy. We use the IRC. It's another chat program. But you can access it through our webpage. Wow, that was loud. www.rantradio.com.
Right on.
Because that's the station. And then just click on chat. And you can see all the other people listening into the show. And say rude things to them. So you have any jokes or a cool story or...
Or do we hang up on you?
Or
which is tradition. So don't be insulted.
Don't be insulted.
Think quickly.
I've been listening. I gathered that so much.
What?
I've gathered that so far. Don't hang up on people in this fight. Okay.
You got that so far? So get away from the hang up button, Drex.
Do you have something to say?
I was sober-ish.
Don't.
Yes.
I got a lame joke. Probably...
Oh, no joke. Okay.
It's better than
joke.
No joke.
It gets you on the air.
What do you call 4 Mexicans in quicksand?
Good idea.
Chicken says a good idea.
Huh?
What's the punchline?
What's the punchline?
What's the punchline?
Cuatro cinco.
Oh.
Okay.
You got another one?
It takes a long time to tell, but if you want to listen to it.
Go for it.
We've got 6 minutes.
No, we've got 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, one or the other.
Okay.
Go for it.
Never comes first.
Right.
knock, I got an orange dick, and I don't know why I got an orange dick.
Yep.
So the doctor's like, man, you been some whores or something? He's like, nah, man, I haven't been doing this. He's like, you got to tell him the truth, man. You got to been doing something. You got an orange dick, you know? So he's just like, what have you been doing all day? And the guy says, I've been watching pornos and eating Cheetos.
Oh, is that God. The end?
Yes.
That's not very long.
That is the end.
Because I thought, he said it was a really long joke.
I embellish it too much.
No, yeah, no, trust me, you put it at the right level.
Yeah, that was long enough, that was good.
All right, man.
Okay, so, that enough?
That's it, man.
Okay, so say what the hell and we'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
All right.
By the way,
we have a new listener.
Yay!
I can't remember what his name was.
He's from Alama.
Alama, okay.
But
Captain Mofo.
Captain Mofo.
Was that his name?
Captain Mofo.
I thought I saw him.
Or was it Mojo?
Before.
No, it was Mofo.
Mofo.
We moved up from a lieutenant major zombie now.
To captain.
We have a Captain Mofo.
From lieutenant to captain. That is an upgrade, right?
No. Lieutenant major zombie is not a rank. You can't put it in the rank structure because we don't know what it is. It's this creation.
But is lieutenant and major below captain?
There is a lieutenant major. It's in the American rank system.
Don't throw around toothbrushes.
You sure about
and
that?
And he's very happy about it.
Okay. Crap. We're wrong. We have to apologize to Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Only if you care about him.
He's not here.
He's not here.
Yeah,
right. We're officially apologizing to Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Although, we're so sorry.
He didn't even know.
he didn't know.
We were right that there was no
Lieutenant
Major.
Well, we're authorities.
Okay, the Lieutenant Major would still be above him.
Hey. We can pretend we're like the Americans and just ignore the fact that any other country exists. It works for them. Why not?
Cannibal 98, this is dumb. Y'all used to be funny. Y'all isn't a fucking word.
Phone in and tell us what made us funny before and
we'll
what makes us and what made us bad now.
I'm going to go on with the rest of my story because, damn it, I started.
Okay.
So we hit California after like 2.5 states worth of desert.
Yep.
And California is an amazing place. California is the origin of highway heroes. Now, the reason like Coma Boy and call Americans in California and Washington, it's only those two states, highway heroes, is because these people fucking ride right up on your tailpipe with their high beams on. Everybody drives with their high beams on down there, and nobody signals the other guy to turn them on. It's amazing.
It's just a unspoken thing they do.
It's like, yeah, we're from California. We're fucked up. We drive with our high beams on. It's messed up, right?
Are you sure there's not like a certain law that you have to raise your beams up a little higher because there's like high beams.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. You're driving down the other way, the other line, and your fucking retinas are burning out because everybody's got like 4x4s and they're it's messed.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Critical S.
Critical S. Oh, you're the guy who sent in that Ewok.
Yeah. That's actually Shazbor drew that.
Oh, okay. And it's your page.
Yeah. Kind of our page.
Your page, our page.
So you guys,
you actually own it together. It's cooperative.
You guys actually know each other in real life, or is it?
I don't really have anything funny to say. I just wanted to say what the hell.
Okay, that's good enough. That's good enough.
Well done, you.
Well, he said what the hell, and that was it.
That
it's
was
over.
Great.
That was perfect. No, well timed.
So California is, aside from having the highway heroes, is the scratch and sniff state. Because you will go 10 miles, and you'll get this fucked up smell coming out of California. Like, we're driving along, and Mike's, I'm trying to sleep at this point, right? And Coma Boy is like, oh, dear God, man, what does that fucking smell? I guess when I grew up on a farm, I'm like, buddy, that is pig shit at its finest.
Oh.
And you drive for 2 miles in this arid stench of pig shit that reminds you of, like, fucking Cloverdale,
two
right?
Miles
like,
well,
we must be close to home. No, man, we're just outside of Fresno. Oh, fuck. Right? So you drive a while longer, we get into Fresno, and we think we are about to get carjacked. True story.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. We pull into this gas station, and Mike and I are fucked, right? Because we haven't slept. We've been living out of a Jeep for 2.5 days, and we stink, right? And even though we're in California, I'm still the only guy on the planet at this point with blue hair. People are looking at me like I'm messed up, right?
So, in California,
in
blue
California,
hair is weird?
Well, we weren't on the coast.
Oh.
Although I was looking for more of my own.
Okay.
So, and I guess I only had one piercing. That must have thrown them, too. So it was like, hang out. No. We pull up and we're like doing the total 20-point check and all the rest of it, doing the oil, getting Mike's on bug detail this time, cleaning up the windshield, right? So, yeah, exactly. It was pretty sick. So, like that, eh?
Yep.
So, he's oiling up and this hoop comes pulling in, right? And it's like a big lowered boat of a car. And it stops like about 10 feet away from the pump. And I'm checking the tires, and, like, you hear, like, the bass coming up from the car and stuff like that. And I'm, like, I'm kind of looking in. Nobody's getting out yet. Mm-hmm. And it rolls up, and, like, there's a couple black guys. And they're just looking at us up and down.
Yep.
And I'm like, wow, this kind of sucks, right? So I'm like, Mike, guess what? We got company here, right? We're like two odd white guys from BC. And we're probably going to get Jack. He's like, yep, no problem, right?
Yep. No problem. We'll get Jack. Here's the money.
So, yeah.
Right.
So we pull over to the air pumps and stuff like that. I'm like, you know, make sure you got my back type of thing, right? So,
because, you know, black guys.
Well,
look
no.
out for the black guys, because they're black.
No, that was... That
so,
was
holy crap, Lord look
car.
Out.
Lord car. Wow. All the signs.
Exactly, right?
Black guys in a lowered car.
It's like, I've watched cops. I know what job
white guys,
and warning signs are.
White guys
are.
In a lowered car.
Okay.
Looking at you, so, not getting out of the car.
So, anyways, no,
low lifes,
was,
low lifes in a lowered car?
Yeah, low lifes.
If you don't mind that, the bad pun here, it was just color for the story. So...
We do mind,
okay,
I think.
I do
right?
mind.
We do mind.
It wasn't a racist thing. It was just details
okay,
for the story.
Yeah, anyway.
If it was racist, so, I would have said it.
That's right.
So he would have filled in, jumped in, said it.
Yeah, so anyways, I'm like, you know, I go up and buy some more oil, and this guy finally gets out of the car and starts, like, gassing up or whatever, and there's, like, seriously, like, the bottles of, like, Lucky Beer and Thunderbird, like, falling out of the car, and the brown paper clink, bags clink. And everything. I'm like, wow, did you guys just get off the set of Medicine Society? So,
you,
I didn't
those were your that. Exact words?
No, no, that's what I was thinking. I was like, goddamn, I hope I don't get jacked right now.
Or, and they don't have ESP.
Yeah.
You so, said what?
Yeah. Mikasa, Sukasa? I'm from Canada. I know where the other guys got fucked by NAFTA. So, anyways. So Mike and I, we're going to pull into, like, the parking lot of, like, a Sandman Inn and just crash in there type of thing, right? But, like, nah, we're going to hit the road now and go for a little while. So we get on the interstate. We get back on the highway. I'm driving along, and I'm like, is that yogurt? Mike's like, fuck, man, that is yogurt. Like
the arid stench of yogurt.
The arid stench
and
of
you would
yogurt.
Go, like, three more miles, and it was like, smells like soap. Petroleum products. And I'm like, you know, at this point, we're like, this is fucked up. We thought it was coming from the potted meat product, but it wasn't this time.
You weren't just hallucinating from lack of sleep.
No, I didn't like. But, so we're like, we're cooked at this point, right? So we finally stop, we pull over, we got to let the Jeep cool down for like an hour or so, right?
Yeah.
Because we've pumped like $600 in American into the like, repairs.
And you just can't get it out at first.
No. No, it's an automatic, actually. Okay. Yeah, that was the real shame of it. That and the fact that the seats didn't recline.
The Jeep was an automatic?
Yeah.
What kind of Jeep?
Really?
A 90 Laredo.
No. Oh. Was,
Jeep,
was it like a
I didn't know it got an
YJ
automatic.
Laredo?
Yeah.
This is Mike.
Automatic?
Yeah, still is.
This is Comboy's new Jeep, right?
No, I know you can get
Comboy's new Jeep.
Yep.
I know you can get them.
Why do you get an automatic?
Because he doesn't really know how to drive a stick.
No, he does.
It's time to learn.
He does.
He does.
Automatic
he doesn't
cool?
know how to drive it.
No, an automatic
like
is good.
Driving standard.
It's
okay, I don't either. I would hate it.
Anyways, continue with road story.
So anyways, we pull off into like this little hydro facility, right? There's like a yard full of like, you know, what we'd have for our hydro vans and stuff like that, right? And I pull into the shadows, and I'm like... stretch and stuff like that. I'm finally all right. Click off the ignition, get outside. I've been driving for like 10 hours now. I'm fucked up. I'm looking like Quasimodo and stuff like that, right? Haven't shaved in 2.5 days. Haven't brushed my teeth. Haven't changed my clothes. I'm like, this sucks. There's like, you know, a stench in the air type of thing. I think it's coming from me.
Dude,
but I know I don't
smell
like yogurt, so it's okay.
That's not pig
yeah,
or
right.
petroleum products.
It's yogurt.
It's
goddamn, Mike, bathe. So there's culture coming from everywhere on you. So now, we did the smart thing. Before we hit New Mexico, I think I killed Sam. We bought a whole bunch of 4-liter jugs of water because going to the desert, figure, well, I don't want to become buzzard bait, right? I was like, wow, Canadian jerky. So,
moose.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, okay, no problem. And we had them on the back, and they were situated over, like, the fanny case, right? So I go to the back, grab my, like, toothbrush and, like, my little traveling pack of, like, shampoo and stuff like that, and the jugs are warm. I'm like, sweet ass, right? So Mike's folding up the map, and he's looking at it and all the rest of it. He's rattling off, like, times and ETAs and gas mileage and stuff like that. Meanwhile, I've hung my towel on a tree. Uh-huh. I've taken my top off. And the next thing Mike hears is this massive dumping of water on the ground. He's like, what the fuck? Did we just lose our rat, right? So he's looking at the Jeep, and he's like, what the hell is this, right? And I'm like, what? And he looks up, and I've got, like, the soapy hair and all the rest of it. He's like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, Klesinski, right? And I'm like, what? He's like, we're out in the middle of California. It's, like, 12 o'clock. There's, like, the sheriff's department driving around because we've seen two cars at this point. We're in, like, private property, and you're fucking washing your hair. I'm like, I feel dirty, right? And he's like, what would the cops think right now? I'm clean, right? And this drove him over the wall, right? He just goes on this tirade right there in the parking lot, and I'm like, ha, right? And I'm like, what are you so pissed about? I saved you half a gallon, right? He's like... So he, at this point, he's just stunned, right? So I think what actually really pushed him over the top is when I started, like, brushing my teeth and spitting it onto the pavement. And he's like, I can't believe you! I'm like, brush, right? And he's like, grumble, grumble, grumble. I'm like, hey, man, use the sink, okay? Don't pollute too much, right? And he's like, you people are, you're just amazing, right? So we were sitting in there with the Jeep, and we got everything repacked and stuff like that. And these people had sort of driven into the compound. I guess they were getting off their shift or whatever. And then they drove back out to us, right? And I've still got the blue hair and, like, my county jail shirt on and stuff like that. And, like, my black cutoff shorts. And they're like, do you people need help? Which I thought was very brave of them. And I'm like, no, actually, we're just stopping for an hour. We're wayward travelers coming back from Houston going to British Columbia. Mm-hmm. Why the hell are you doing that? Well, we visited friends, we're on the road trip from hell, and we're stopping to cool the Jeep down and wash up. Hope you don't mind. They're like, no, we just want to make sure you guys didn't need anything. I'm like, no, we're okay. And then they drove off. So, but yeah, but...
No, it just... Screensaver, I haven't touched it.
Yeah, so it was pretty amazing, actually. But when Coma Boy flipped on me because I was washing my hair, I'll never
pretty
forget
funny.
That. That was just hilarious.
I've been able to push Jan's to, like, insanity a few times.
Yeah.
It's an amazing
yeah,
scene.
We're having
well,
fun.
The beautiful thing was,
stop.
in the hour that we were stopped there, we counted 10 drive-bys from the sheriff and local police department. And
like
they
right
didn't stop.
Oh, really?
Like, right next to the... To the police station or something.
Or a donut hut or something.
Yeah.
Police station, donut hut, then
there
in the middle.
If you needed to bathe that badly, I think I know why you weren't carjacked.
Yeah.
They're like...
But the really funny thing was...
I don't want your money.
Unlike the...
Holy shit, my boys stink.
You from Alabama? But the really funny thing was we sort of got turned around a little bit and stuff like that because the way the on-ramp was, it was kind of fucked up from the way the rest of the highways are designed, right? So we're going up and down and stuff like that. And rather than having, like, two lanes, one going into town and one going out of town, they actually divided up the road. And you sort of had to cross. At this point, when we were going back onto the highway, we found out we were going south instead of north. So we had to cross across this great big dirt patch to get back going around, right? So I turn around at this point, and the cop sees me cross across this dirt path and go around the other way. They pull a U right in the middle of this dirt patch. So he flashes the blue and reds and all the rest of that, and I'm like, oh, fuck, right? So pull over. And he comes parking up in behind us on like a three-quarter sort of angle or so. And I roll down my window and turn off the vehicle, and he comes up to me and he goes, hey, how you doing? And I've got the blue hair with the Orange County Jail shirt on.
Wow.
And I'm like, good, how are you doing, officer? And he's like, not bad. He says, why did you guys just cross the highway like that? And I said, well, I found out we were going south and we wanted to really go north. And we can't really find the on-ramps because this is pretty messed up. He's like, okay. And he's shining the light, like, right into my eyes and stuff like that. So I know he's got the hair down pat, right? And Mike's sitting next to me, and he's got the combat pants on and a T-shirt. And it's like 1 o'clock in the morning now and all the rest of that type of stuff. And he's like, well, do you have all your driver's licenses and registration? I'm like, okay. So I flip up the console, and my wallet at this point gets sucked to the bottom of the console, buried. And I can't find it. I'm like, oh, Jesus H. Christ, right? So I'm fishing around. He says, oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure you guys have got one. You're looking for it. He says, that's how I get back onto the on-ramp and stuff like that.
Well, the
like,
accent probably helped.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're not from here. You didn't just escape from jail here.
Yeah, pretty much. So he gave us really good directions and it was totally nice and stuff like that. So
excellent.
California is... California is very fucked up. I remember I took a trip to Disneyland and I dragged Projectile Vomit Man along with me. And I'm trying to think what was my favorite part of the trip. It either has to be when we went on the Huck Finn... Oh, what was it? It was a Davy Crockett riverboat tour, which was the canoe trip. Remember that one? So basically, this is the ride you stand in line for. You get in a fucking canoe, you take a bunch of paddles, and you actually paddle yourself on really yucky water. And as we go by this one spot, they have this supposed cabin that's being attacked by Indians, and it bursts into flames. Now, this is about a year and a half after the L.A. riots. And so I, being a smartass, sitting right in the front of the boat, go, oh, look, Compton. And it was like some guy in the back of the boat that was going, that's not fucking funny.
Well, by looking at Drax, it's time to go. So it's bye from Drax. Say bye.
I already did.
Okay. That's bye from Drax. We'll go around the room from that way. Hand the mics over if you can. Or the longest one. That's a pretty long cord. Wow. That was mighty.
That was impressive.
That was projectile vomit, man.
I think he was trying to bring up
all
one of those balls. So
get the fuck out of my house.
That was Enki. It'd be nice if you said your own names.
Well, guys, see you later.
That was Red 5.
See you next week.
Girl on the left.
And this is Dax saying so long.
Have a good trip.
This is the chicken. Until next week, when I'll tell you another road trip from hell story.
Because it's one big long road trip from hell divided into little sections, huh?
Would you do it again?
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's all for the stories. And
this is Gigi, who hasn't had a mic the entire night, saying, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's his input. And this is Sumerian saying goodbye for another time. Tune in next week, Sunday night at 9, because some people ask that at the end of the show. When's this on again?
Sunday nights at 9 every week.
Pacific Standard Time. Spam the world.
Spam the world.
And here's our outro.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.